Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for having the patience with me. Today has been a hectic day, but I love you guys so much for being patient, and also for Tate Kauluma, you know, for just waiting for the girl. And then, you know, I promised him cake. Mara, it's a nice day. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are cruising and we are chilling. But before we introduce our conversation, andoya tuye pipindi.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. So initially we had a conversation around our adult children. We had a conversation about our adult children doing funny things, our adult children doing, you know, the things that we don't want, and the fact that we only look at parents being the wrong ones. But what happens when your adult child is terrible? Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, right? How about we listen to it from the perspective of those that have gone through it. Ladies and gentlemen, we as Eagle Media House do not claim any ownership of the clip that we're about to play. We are strictly using it for illustration purposes and for listening purposes. Thank you.
Buckle up, because we're going to talk about challenging some of those myths about how you parent adult children, and how to do it more successfully, which is our goal, is to equip you to be the best parent you can be, whether they're 15 or 25 mm-hmm. or maybe even 35.
There you go.
Gary, welcome back to Focus.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
It's always good to have you. You brighten the room.
It's good.
Seriously. But let me say, so many parents contact us with that anxiety about adult children because they're making the choices that we as parents hoped when they were little they would never make. When they were teens, we were on our knees praying, Lord, help them with their decision making. Anybody pray like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, help them with his friends, Lord, all those kinds of things. But you say parents should avoid blaming their child and to first consider their own mistakes. So that pointing the mirror right back at us, right?
Well, that's based on what Jesus said.
Okay, you know, okay, let's add that weight.
Why are you trying to get straighten them up? Behold, there's a plank in your own eye. And that doesn't mean that we're responsible for all of our adult children's decisions. No. But it does mean that we ought to at least reflect upon our past and what we did or did not do that might be contributing to something that our adult children are now doing. And there is a place for us to apologize to them if we realize there are some things, places where we fail them.
Should we? I think it'd be a good exercise, but you know, so often we use that statement that, you know, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. When we see these behaviors in our kids, we should really look first and say, okay, did they learn that from me?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, one of the most sobering questions I ever asked myself when our children were growing up is, what if my children turn out to be like me?
Hmm.
What if they turn out to drive like I drive, to treat their spouse the way I treat my spouse, mm-hmm. you know, and on down the line. And some wow. of the significant changes I made along the way were when I answered that question for mm-hmm. myself, you know.
Yeah. The other aspect of it, and I think this is what's so hard for us as parents, you know, you are nurturing these children when they're little, you're taking them to school, in elementary school, the carpool. These are all affectionate things in my memory, you know, dropping them off or having them jump in the car very excited to see dad in the pickup line. And, And then it's junior high, and maybe you're not as excited to see them, and high school, et cetera. But you talk about the most common mistakes parents can make with adult children. And, for example, overprotection or micromanaging. That's probably cutting really close to a lot of listeners and viewers right now. That 21, 23-year-old, we can tend to continue to micromanage them and not let go. I guess the question is, A, why is that so hard? It seems right when you read it in a book.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think by nature, as you said earlier, we want our children to have the best possible life. As Christians,
and we're going to make it happen for you.
Yeah, and we're going to make it. Yeah, and we're going to make it happen. And there's no question about it. When the children are little, we have to do that because they can't do anything by themselves. But we want to be thinking in terms of this child is going to have to be independent. At 18, chances are they're going to go to college, join the military, or hopefully get a job or something, you know. And so here they are now, you know, 20 years old. And we're still jumping in to whatever situation they are and telling them what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And we build a wall between us. They resist that. They push away from that. And consequently, we're not having a positive influence on them when we do that. But we do need to have a positive influence. We can't change our adult children in their decisions. We can't control them.
Right.
And when we do, we lose the opportunity to influence them. So I think if parents realize, yes, I want to have a positive influence on my adult children, but I can't control them, we have to give them the same freedom God gives us to make our own decisions. And let's face it, God's first two children made a poor decision, and we still suffer from it.
Right. I mean, right. He was not, you know, he's perfect, but in that context, you know, yeah. His kids chose unwisely.
Yeah.
And that wasn't under his control. It was their control. But it's so hard to process as a parent.
That's true. But he had to let them suffer the consequences.
Correct.
Took them out of the garden. And we have to allow our adult children to suffer the consequences.
Yeah. You have an example of a couple, I'm sure you've changed their name, Steve and Linda in the book, who had a daughter who struggled. Describe what she, the daughter, was going through and then what them as the parents
had
to go
through.
Yeah, well,
what they did, when she went off to college, they paid all of her bills in college, and they gave her a credit card to buy whatever she wanted to during the college years, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, she finished college, she gets a job, and she has a roommate, and they are renting a place together, a friend of hers. And one day, the parents get a call from her roommate saying, "I know you all care deeply for your daughter, and I just think you need to be aware of this, that she's... For 2 months now, she hasn't paid her share of the rent. And I loaned her some money, and she hasn't paid me back. Mm. And I just think you all need to be aware of that." So the parents thanked her, which they should have.
Yeah.
And then they had the conversation with their daughter, you know, and just kind of shared, you know, what they'd been told. And then also, not only did they hear that, but the gal would come home every 2 weeks and bring her laundry for her mother to do her laundry. And then she'd have dinner with them that night. And so they shared with her, you know, what they had heard. And they said, you know, we began to realize that we really failed you in some ways. Here you are at this age, and you don't even know how to do laundry. And you don't know how to cook. And you don't know how to manage money. Mm. And in the conversation, you know, she said, "I just feel like y'all are very disappointed in me." And they said, "No, we're disappointed in ourselves."
Mm.
"Because we realize that we did not teach you these things. And these are things, just skills that everybody needs to have."
Yeah.
"And so if you're open, we'd like to try to make up for that now. We'd like to learn how to do that now. So rather than you're bringing your laundry here for us to do, it's okay if you want to bring it here if you don't have any machines at where you're living.
But you do it.
But you do it, you know. And then while you're here, we want to teach you some skills about cooking."
Yeah.
"Because it's going to help you in your life. And then we want to talk to you about some money management things and money management skills. In fact, we might even find a class that we could all take on money management together, you know, maybe at the local college or something."
Yeah, that's good. You know, Gary, that reminds me, I can't remember his name specifically, but that former Navy SEAL admiral who gave that commencement speech and talked about make your bed. Remember? And he said, you know, one of the things that we look at with people who can't succeed is when they can do these, what most people would consider mostly mundane tasks, but get up in the morning and make your bed. But the point being, these little routines that we can sometimes overlook, because we're looking at the big picture. Where's the character? Are we doing devotions together? Do they love the Lord? And those are the things we aim for. But sometimes we forget to teach the little things that take a young adult in the right direction, like make your bed, like do the laundry, those things. Do you find that in your counseling?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's an interesting story. The end of that story, the young gal gets married eventually, and her husband feels like he's got a treasure. This girl can cook. this girl can do laundry.
He has
no
idea.
This girl can manage money. And he says to her parents, I hope that if we ever have children, I can raise them to be like your daughter.
Oh, wow.
And they thanked him, and they got in the car, and they said, ooh, isn't that wonderful?
I wonder what that conversation for the young couple was on the way home. Honey, there's something I got to tell you.
That's so encouraging, though, because it's never too late.
Never too late.
Kind of, no, absolutely. Really, yeah. You know, Gary, the other side of this, so, you know, we're kind of stressing this idea that the parents have missed some things, et cetera, et cetera. But there's also, and I think I can tend to lean into this, you know, okay, my kids are over 18, my job's done. Everything they do is on them, and I'm going to wash my hands, and, oh, that's too bad. Oh, that's too bad. So how do you not become so disengaged that you're not being a helpful parent in that 20, 30-something space where you should be? I mean, we kind of, you know, adults, we have this weird thing about living on a switch. We're either all on or we're all off.
Yeah.
And the Christian faith draws you into kind of a dimmer switch.
Yeah.
You know, and so speak to that parent that's done. I'm done, Gary.
Yeah. I think basically we have to realize that we are going to have an influence on our adult children, either positive or negative. And what we want to do is have a positive influence on our adult children. So I think rather than telling them what they ought to do, to say to them, look, anytime I can help you, I'm happy to help you. Anytime you want my advice, I'm happy to give it to you. But I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to control your life. Because at this age, you're able to, I want you to be independent, but I'm available if you ever want my advice on anything.
Yeah.
And chances are they will ask your advice on things, and you can have a positive influence.
I would think the healthier the relationship is, the more of that interaction you're going to get, because the kids trust they can come to you with something that is a deficit in their life.
Yeah. And a lot of that depends on what kind of relationship you had before they became adults, you know.
Yeah.
There's another account I tell in the book of a father who had two adult young 20s, you know, boys, you know, Josh and Brad. And he realized that when they did come home, they talked a lot with their mother, but they seldom ever engaged him in conversation. And he began to wonder what the problem was. And he talked to his wife about it. He decided, you know, looking back on it, I didn't spend a whole lot of time with my kids when they were growing up, these two boys.
Didn't develop.
Yeah, I was working, you know, and so he just sat down with his boys and told them, you know, he said, I'm feeling uncomfortable because I'm realizing, you know, you all feel really comfortable with your mother and you talk with her freely, but you don't talk much with me. And I think it's my fault because I didn't spend a lot of time in conversations with you all growing up. And the boys are kind of uncomfortable with that conversation.
Yeah.
But he said, but you know, if you guys are open, I'd like to spend more time with you as adults.
Oh, wow.
And I'd like to, you know, have more conversations with you. So they started having breakfast every other Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And they started going to, he started going to sporting events with them.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
And they started having conversations, and before long, several months into it, they start asking him questions.
Yeah.
You know, about, Dad, I'm thinking about buying a car. I'd like your advice on this.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good. So, I mean, it shows what you were saying, John, a moment ago. It's never too late to rebuild those things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It is a different phase having young adult children. I mean, it is. It's one of the great things, Trent, when we go to breakfast, he'll often say, you know, I really love this phase of our life right now. Because it's like, I know you're my dad, but I feel like you're a good friend.
Yeah.
And that's a great statement.
That's wonderful. So, Gary, in this book, you've got a story about Barbara and her son Tyson, and he kind of was flailing around and not getting anywhere after high school graduation. What can you tell us about that scenario?
Well, let's face it. There are a lot of parents who can identify with this. You know, the child is trying to decide, do I go to college? Do I go to some other type school? Do I join the military? But then sometimes they're not doing anything. And sometimes they go to college and come back and it's the same thing, you know, and so that's the situation with this couple. And so he's, you know, living at home. He's spending time with his friends every night and staying up late with them. He's sleeping late in the morning, but he's not motivated to get a job at all. And so there comes a juncture at which the parent has to say, you know, honey, I don't know exactly all that's going on in your life and all or what your plans are for the future. But I want you to be able to enjoy life. And eventually, if you want to get married and have children and all that. So maybe we need to discuss some of these things together. You know, communication is what happened in that family. When they started communicating with that and finding out where he was and what was going on, then he could begin to take some steps, you know, and we can help them do that. But if we just accept it and don't have any communication with them, they could be there for 30 years.
I have found a lot of parents struggle with having that initial conversation.
That's
because,
right.
Like, well, I didn't expect that a year after you moved in or you never left that you'd still be here. So it feels like I can't even really broach the subject. It kind of goes back to what Jim was saying earlier. How do you get into that?
Some of our biggest lessons we learn by our failures.
Yeah.
And so our children may have to learn some hard lessons by their failures as well.
Yeah.
So if they make poor decisions, and we have to allow them to suffer the consequences of those poor decisions. If your adult child gets stopped for driving under the influence and he's in jail and he calls you or they call you and tell you that he's in jail, I wouldn't go down and bail him out tonight. Let him spend the night in jail. Then go down tomorrow and talk to him and try to decide where we go from here.
Right.
You know, you bail him out, then he didn't suffer the consequences.
Right. He didn't feel that.
God,
she didn't feel that.
Yeah. God lets us suffer the consequences.
Yeah. You offer some specific guidelines about how parents and young adults should negotiate expectations and responsibilities at home. What does that guideline discussion look like?
Yeah. Well, I think if the young adult comes home and is moving back in, that is the time to have a conversation about, okay, we're happy for you to be here. Let's talk about how we can make this work best for all of us.
Yep.
Because most of us just invite our children back in when they're older, right? Adult kids. We just invite them back in and we expect them to just be the way they were when they were 12. You must be obedient. This is my house. This is my what? But we are forgetting that they are adults. They are adults. But without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we have a slight hiccup, but I will be back tomorrow. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 4th of the 6th month, 2025. It is a Wednesday evening and the time is 21:04. My name is the Matriarch and I am the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I am the table where the cake is chilling and I'm definitely the tiles where the table, the cake, the icing and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that violence. Hello, violence. Hello, violence.
Igera.
Ehe, oko Igera.
Oh, Igera, you're not even me. You never hear you over this side of the north. Maybe I don't know where I am.
Oh, I'll talk to them.
You still say keeping going. We are busy, but nothing. Now, how many months now we are never here?
I'll go and talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my beloved. Today is Wednesday, so that caller had absolutely had the right to actually do that, because on Wednesdays, what we do is we address the elephant in the room in terms of what you would like to address, and that's about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, how are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, how have you guys been? Ladies and gentlemen, Dalenge, how are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we started a conversation around a reprimanding. What is it? Who does it? How long do we do it? And. Now, initially, I wanted us to really just dive into it, you know, like I wanted you guys to come and tell me, like, how do you guys reprimand? Like, how do you guys reprimand employees? How do you guys reprimand children? How do you guys express disapproval? How do you guys express yourselves when it comes to something that is wrong in terms of what you believe is wrong and what you believe is right? How do you guys do that? Sorry. Sorry, I'm suffering. I'm going through a lot, okay? It's called Eshikisha season until the Quetithenche Kora Turanjemo Grepa. It is addressing the elephant in the room within my body. So, how do you address things? How do you express yourself when it comes to addressing certain issues that you don't feel are correct, certain issues that you don't feel are appropriately done, anything, basically? So we were talking about confrontational conversations, we were talking about interrogative conversations, and then we were talking about calm and mellow conversations. Now, calm and mellow conversations are the conversations that we are supposed to have, because we are supposed to be, ideally, a human being is supposed to be this species that doesn't show too much emotion and is mostly just, you know, neutral. And we're not supposed to be too emotional when addressing things. But unfortunately, we are emotional beings also. So I don't know, man. We are not supposed to be emotional, and we are supposed to be emotional at the same time. I don't know. We're supposed to strike a balance. So when you're reprimanding, you're not supposed to be at the top of your voice. You're not supposed to be under here. You're not supposed to be weeping and crying. You're supposed to be addressing the elephant in the room. But sometimes the elephant in the room is such an offensive thing, or the elephant in the room is such a bad thing that it makes you feel terrible. And when it makes you feel terrible like that, you're like, nah, brah, I don't know why you guys are doing this. And then later on, you just look like an emotional mess in front of the individuals you're supposed to be reprimanding. And then the reprimanding just goes south. And there we go. It is out of our hands. That's most not what we want. So, when we're talking about confrontational conversations, right? Confrontational conversations are the types of conversations where... Good evening.
Good evening, Zenetti.
Good evening, love of the nation.
I very well, thank you. How is the evening over there?
It is wonderful and lovely, even though we are going through the motions.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Before I proceed...
Yes.
Can you please bear with me, my network these days?
Mm-hmm.
It is just somehow,
mm-hmm,
even my frequency is interrupted.
Oh my goodness.
All right, today's Wednesday.
Yes, today is Wednesday.
Do we have got our privilege?
You do have your privileges.
All right.
But before you start with your privilege, I would really honestly like to ask you, how do you reprimand people?
How do I reprimand people?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When we are talking about reprimand,
mm-hmm,
it being happen or being done,
mm-hmm,
according to what a person have done,
mm-hmm,
or according to the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, on my side,
mm-hmm.
firstly, what I have to do,
mm-hmm.
I have to look on both sides.
Okay. And what would both sides look like?
Both sides, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Firstly, before I reprimand,
mm-hmm.
I have to really be sure mm-hmm. what really calls for such a thing to happen
mm-hmm.
before I reprimand.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after I realize or after I got an necessary information about such a thing,
mm-hmm.
then I have to reprimand, but it must be, I can do it through a constructive manner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you figure out both sides? Because you spoke about you have to understand it from both sides. So maybe you can give us an example of a situation where you would have to see things both sides.
All right. Love of the Nation have stolen some of the tools while he is waking.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not allowed by the law for the people mm-hmm. to steal.
Yes.
On my side, before, I did not begin to reprimand.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what caused Love of the Nation to steal such a tool or a material mm-hmm. on the working place. Maybe Love of the Nation is working for a long time without pay
mm-hmm.
and have nothing
mm-hmm.
to cater his needs. Therefore, he decided that this is the place where I wasted my time and I got nothing. I have to try as much I can so that I can brought about something to serve for my needs.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
but does that make it right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make stealing right? Because you have been working for a long time and you haven't gotten paid. Does that make stealing correct?
Still is not like stealing is not like.
Okay, so.
So I'm trying to elaborate that.
Okay.
Before I did not reprimand that people, why they have to do that? First, I have to
mm-hmm.
to get and necessary information so mm-hmm. that I can able to reprimand in a constructive manner.
Mm-hmm.
And then by looking both sides,
mm-hmm.
reprimanding the one who caused such a situation
mm-hmm.
and reprimanding to the one who take part to such a situation, because there is a cause and there is a something which take part.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one who steal, but I'm not the one who caused such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is someone or there is something which caused such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then to me, I have to reprimand both by looking both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in order to prevent another challenger from...
So how would you reprimand Love of the Nation in this case? How would you reprimand them? Do you fire them? Do you have a conversation with them? Or what? How would you reprimand him?
Yes, I said that it must be constructive.
How? Reprimand. Now, give us an example of constructive reprimandation.
Reprimand.
Yeah. Give us an example now of that particular scenario.
All right. If I have distance with them, I have to search for their contact and then have a discussion with them through telephonically.
Okay.
But if we are nearby, I have to meet with them and have a discussion face to face.
Are they still going to be working for you? Is he still going to be working for you? Or are you going to let him go home or what?
Working for me.
Well, so you are not going to fire the person that stole from you?
Working for me.
So the person, you're not going to fire them? You're just going to keep them at work like nothing happened?
No, I would just find a solution to what.
It's that finding the solution that we are talking about. We are talking about that finding the solution. That one that you are talking about is that one. What solution is there possibly? So let me summarize. So basically you find love of the nation and he has stolen some tools from your working place, right? And for starters, you would like to find out why he stole. So you call him if he's far away, or since you didn't fire him, you just go and get him from the yard.
Yes.
And then you call him to your office.
Yes.
And then you ask him why.
Yes.
And then he said he needed to sell the tools to bury his daughter that passed away.
Yes.
Okay, and then?
And then? I have to pardon him.
Also, you forgive him?
Yes.
Why? Because his daughter passed away.
Because it is my fault.
It's your, what is your fault that his daughter passed away?
Because
did you kill her?
I did not pay a person.
No, you paid him.
I paid him?
Yes.
If I paid him, it means
he's just a thief, huh?
I will fire. No. It means he or she is the one who have a fault.
Uh-huh. But the thing is that, right?
If I kiss such a person, she or he keep on repeating the same story. If I am the one who did not pay a person for a long time, even if I fire such a person, I will just be continue with the same situation. Because it is what I like to do already.
Okay. So let me ask you something. Do they not have other options before stealing? Don't they have other options?
They have.
Even if you didn't pay them in a long time, right? Do they not have other options?
They have other options, but it depends where you are.
Okay. No, they are there, and you are there also. At your office, you are there every day. The person stole tools. That means you guys work with things that require tools. That means you are at your warehouse.
Yes.
So.
And I'm not encouraging people to do so. This is only a conversation.
I understand. But my question, right? Because we are talking about reprimanding, right? We're talking about, addressing the elephant in the room, you know, expressing our emotions towards something that we disapprove of, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when it comes to somebody stealing from the workplace, Is it really that they didn't have an option, or that is what they chose to do? Do we look at that one as well? Because if I'm here at Eagle FM and I'm not paid for a while, right? First of all, I will have a conversation. I will have a conversation. Tata love of the nation, even to get to work is a problem, and I'll have a conversation, right?
Yeah.
Then you will tell me your difficulties. You tell me that, there are certain clients that have not paid, since we are working at the garage, right? There are certain clients that have not paid. That's why you see their cars are just there. And you see last month when I paid you guys is because we sold that other Tiguan that was here. What? You understand?
Yeah.
You explain your situation to me. Now, within this situation, right, I have two options. Three options. I can either walk away saying, okay, I understand, right? Or I can say, to the love of the nation, I can't work for free. I'm leaving. That's the second option. And then the third option is to plead with you. I understand the situation, but right now, the one thing that I really, really need, is just 1.7.
Yes.
I just need 1.7 because my daughters, they came from school, they are going back, and if I can at least get 1.7, then at least I can send them back to school with all their things, then tatu taranga kucha ongurata kuchata emanyatari hurire pen, you understand?
Yes.
Those are the three options that me as an employee has.
Yes.
And that is the conversation that we have with our employers. Because also businesses, right? You have to have a heart of stone to stick with a business that is starting. Because there are going to be real ups and downs that affect everyone, including the company, the owner, the employees, the cleaner. Everybody is affected. But if you just hold on, right, and your boss knows what they are doing, the business will grow.
Yes.
You understand? Then those days will become days of the past.
Yes.
But you will not find me taking a microphone from this studio.
Yes.
You know? So what does that say about this person? Because we're talking about really addressing, right?
Yeah.
Are we not going to consider the fact that this person doesn't see you as a person that they can talk to?
Yeah.
Or that wouldn't this thought cross your mind, Kucha? This person, this is disrespect. Because now you are taking the tools to go and sell them. And then tomorrow, we can't even work on the car that is going to pay us the money so that I can pay you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So now you are breaking down the whole thing without ever talking to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
What if the money was coming tomorrow?
And what we should be supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
we should also making a system to facilitate others. In life, people have got different levels of understanding, have got different ways of reaction and making things. Therefore, we should also come up with an awareness and start to educate others, even employees. Like, when you find yourself in such a situation, through your working place, do not take actions on your own. You have to follow this step so that you can get your money. But not only raising awareness to the employee, also raising awareness to the employers. The employers, when you find such a situation in your company, in your business, this is the system you have to follow. You have to do this and this. And we should also remind ourselves that we can also keep our working places. Why I say so? Because it's where we can get our bread. And as employers, we should also respect our employees, because are the one to brought a profit into our company or into our businesses. Yeah, respect, mutual respect and support. That is how we should suppose to educate each other. So that we can find a really solution. And even we reprimand in a constructive manner in order to avoid a challenges from another challenges. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I understand that. So you are going to talk to the guy, and then okay. So now you find out that he stole the money. He stole the tools to go and sell them, and then he didn't talk to you at all or nothing. What are you going to do?
Now you are asking me if I am the one who did not pay such a person.
Let's say you pay them, they just stole.
If I pay them,
all
right, I have to inform them to retain such a thing.
He doesn't have it, he sold it.
I have to inform them to find a way to retain.
There's no way.
If not, the law will do its course.
So you call the police for them?
Yes, why not?
I'm just asking.
Yes?
I'm just asking.
Yes. In order to solve a problem without fighting, without attack them. Yeah.
Okay.
Without attacking.
Are you going to keep them at work?
No.
You're going to fire them.
Exactly. Because they are damaging my place. They are even causing havoc. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I hope you have something else to say. Just continue.
No. We are talking about it. We're talking about it. Okay. So I understand. So what else did you want to talk about? We spoke about reprimanding, because that's the initial conversation that I've been having since yesterday. How would you reprimand your teenage daughter for bringing a boy in your house at night?
I have to sit with her and start having a discussion that why you have to do so.
So is this after the boy?
I'm starting.
When are you going to have a sit down? When you find her in bed with like a boy or what? So you're going to sit down and then start having a conversation with her or what?
Not that day.
So you're going to tell him to go home or what? Don't jump to the nice stuff. Tell us exactly how it is. You come into the room and then
and then chase him.
Chase him how? With the gun?
This is my home. It is not a place for
those things.
It is not a place for
for fornication.
Yes, it is not a place for doing whatever you feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Things have to be done according to the rules and procedures.
Mm-hmm. Protocol observed.
Yes, can you please peacefully leave my home?
Okay, then he stands up and then he's naked. Then he stands up. Then he's looking for his trouser there next to you. Then he says, sorry?
No, I'll do it.
Yeah?
You cannot catch a person like that, man.
Huh?
You will only realize that I hope there is something, there is a person used to come in my house. But
where you catch them just like
now,
that?
Nowadays, those days have studied us.
My dear.
They know how to escape us.
Love of the nation, eh? And then you find them like that. Then what?
My father is sleeping now.
Not my father is sleeping now. Maybe your daughter is not clever.
You say maybe.
Yes, maybe your daughter is not clever. Let's go with your daughter is not clever. So there's no, my father is sleeping. You were just not home. And then the people went to, they were there. And then you come home, then you hear people laughing. Then you go to the room just to find him there.
I just inform him to leave.
Hey, you are standing there.
Please leave my home.
Hey, you are standing on my trouser. Move. You are standing on my trouser. Sorry, Tate.
You know the big mistake some people used to do?
Hey.
They begin to beat a person.
So you are not beating anyone?
No. Or treat such a person inhumane.
Okay.
But that is a being.
But did they treat you humanely when they came to do funny things like that in your house?
It is a being cases. If you treat a person inhumane or you beat such a person.
I'm not saying you're going to beat anybody. You are the one that's talking about beating.
The person is in entire house through their connection with your housemate in a peaceful manner.
Mm-hmm.
Come there to damage anything.
Yes.
If he was there to damage something, others, you can also check on how you can deal with the person.
So excuse me, Wajatomburukwe Anja, I need my trouser, Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need my trouser, Topi.
Yes.
He calls you Topi.
Can you please leave my
house? I'm going to leave. You are just Wajatomburukwe Anja, Branje.
It's free. Go.
Say, Ongwe Wajatomburukwe Anja, sorry.
And go. Go. Tomorrow
I will go. I just need you to move.
But why we as men, if we are being catching in the lady's house, we are mistreated, but lady are just chased in a peaceful manner.
Are they chased? Are women ever chased?
We are lion or we are what?
Are women ever chased? Who chases women? Their mothers or what? Who chases women?
If I think about women, I did not talk about the being one. Even a lady enter in my house.
Yeah.
And then my parents realize something.
Mm-hmm.
They will just, some of them, they will just inform them peacefully that, we don't want to see you here. But if as a man, you are being chased as like a lion or maybe a donk.
Maybe it's because you are not supposed to be there.
Is that how I come in peacefully?
Oh, wow.
The connection is
coming. Asani Atorwa,
The connection is
coming. Asani Atorwa, please. Don't motivate. People's fathers will kill you if you go to their houses. Don't go to their houses. Let her be the one that comes.
Why you have to kill a man?
I'm telling you, some people you think that your baby girl is a baby girl for life, my dear. Can't see she's doing funny things. You go inside there, action, you are shocked, you are angry, you are surprised, you are sad. How?
We have
my goodness!
I'm not there to your house or to do something wrong. I'm
just here to pata-pata your daughter. Your baby girl. Yeah, the one that you went to go and get from the hospital.
Unless you inform me in a rightful manner that can I leave your home.
Mm.
But this time of beating me, how to do it? What is this? It's like some of the people, they are even there are a lot of women this day. Okay, let me not talk about a lot of
hey, reprimand. So now you're going to sit her down and say, which are those are bad manners. What are you going to say?
I have to say that maybe why you have to do such a thing. You are maybe lacking of love. You are maybe on need.
What do you mean? Lacking of love? My boyfriend was just here. I have love.
And we have to discuss with my team.
You're going to discuss
what? I want to find out what did it cause. Maybe your mom used to mistreat
you. But parents are very bad people. Like, what do you mean? There's nothing wrong with me. When did my PP, there's nothing wrong with me. How? No. And maybe you used to get mistreated. Hey, what's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with me. When did my PP? Oh.
You are not grown up only in the feeling, but it doesn't mean that you are grown up.
No, I'm a grown up.
You can even interject my budget.
Yes. I'm your child, I'm your responsibility.
I'm going to be not peaceful without bandage.
Who said I don't use a condom?
We're just doing in a quick manner.
Who said it was in a quick manner? We started already in the morning when you left for work.
How do I know?
How do you know? You're not supposed to know.
I'm thinking about my budget, which you are going to.
Nyomaya mukuruakuje.
You cannot even compare. You cannot compare yourself with your parents.
This is an
adult son, and this is a.
But you guys were not born adults.
You were not born adults.
You were my age when you were doing these things. Also,
no.
Yes.
We're obedient. We start doing things after we become.
How will I know? Shashinye akurunta mufunju noho. Shashino amuke marimo klase enyo mwirara atangwa nwamara. Is the first position given to all of you guys in your class or what?
That is a system of encouragement. Because when you are going to suffer due to poverty, you are not going to suffer.
Tate, meme is 40. Tara, meme is 39 and me I'm 17. So minus 17 by 39, mommy was 12 when she had me. What's that?
No.
Shoshe, she's 24.
Current time, but this time, 12.
Not even in our village, in the old times, there was two girls.
Now, because due to the nutritious. We were used to sleep behind the arm.
Only you guys.
Yes. Why not practice it?
Oh, wow.
We were not having a paint. We were not having an original jeans. We were just having a simple covers.
But you were still loved.
But we did not impregnate each other. We are not being impregnated. But now imagine there is expensive undercover.
No, but what are the parents doing wrong?
There is a gene, the hard one, there is a bed, all such things are just being removed within a minute and quick.
What are the current parents doing wrong?
Huh?
What are the current parents doing wrong that the old parents didn't do? Shashi, ototin dishi, uno na nina mita, mara tsota mita. So what were the parents doing that you guys are not doing?
They were sitting on the arm and waiting until the right time to practice such a thing.
So it was just your own self at the mwangwe mwene?
Yes. They used to tell us that if any man want to make it, then this one say, no, you should wait. You should wait for the right time. You should wait. Now you said this time.
Mm.
Just quickly remove it.
Fast.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But there are a lot. There is an expensive undercover. There is an tighter. There is an gene. All those things are very hard. Yeah. But you are just removing quickly and in a simple manner.
Clearly, they are not hard enough. Clearly.
My people, they were just having simple covers.
Ah, when they are Poppy Funjaman.
No! Oh, why? There was no even an FP. Why did they not fall pregnant?
Shashuatsiri. Oshil. Shashuatsiri. Antuatsiri. Mondu dami.
Sometimes.
Iva eloya piligwa mang.
Sometimes and some of the things, but that is a good FP, man.
It's a good one.
Damage anything to your body.
But it doesn't mean that we were not sexually promiscuous.
It have no side effect.
We were doing the things really.
But those who were practiced with such a thing are only those who disobeyed it because the parent realized that this one. Yes. Not to everyone. Not to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what. Why maybe they were having to dance such a thing? Why it cannot practice currently?
Mm.
Those people were obedient. They are told that your first 3 period, yeah.
Now, how do you reprimand your child for getting pregnant? How do you reprimand your child for getting pregnant?
I cannot reprimand.
So she must just think that it's okay. Next time she can just have another one again. My parents are happy.
No.
No. My parents are happy.
The pregnancy is already there.
My parents are happy.
I can just wait to bring me my niece or my nephew.
That's not your niece or your nephew. That's your grandchild.
Or my grandchild.
I have a friend of mine that is 38, and he has a grandchild. And he has a grandchild.
Then they have a... Then I wait for the child. I should have to do if something is already done. You think like, can I cause myself with a high blood pressure? Something is already happened. No.
Okay.
I just...
So you say nothing at all. You just keep quiet nicely.
I say that you must care for your pregnant, and I'm wanting you to bring me my great child.
That's all. Yeah. And then when she gets pregnant again? When that one is 3 months?
How can you control a person if you're...
You're not controlling, you're reprimanding. You're addressing a specific behavior.
You can reprimand, but
how do we reprimand?
This person is already wasting your energy. If she was obedient, otherwise already obey. I cannot interrupt a person to continuing enjoying his favorite food if you already taste it.
What's that?
It is difficult to
tell them no, don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you will just allow them to continue. So even when they give birth, you say nothing, you not reprimand, nothing. You just wait for your grandchild, and then you wait for your next grandchild, and then you wait for the next one. Then later on, your child doesn't go to school, nothing. But how? How do you reprimand that a little bit? That's what I'm asking.
Why you have to let a man just to do like this in
he said he loves me. He said he loves me. I gave you the answer.
Instead of just continuing with your study.
He said he loves me.
Check to others. They are busy.
Don't compare me to others. Don't compare me to others. Those ones are making abortions.
You only follow.
Ano, are you not listening to your child?
What are they have to?
Ano, love of the nation, you are not listening to your child. You are just talking your things. Me, I'm giving you answers to the things that you're asking.
What are they have to invest in your life?
He loves me.
Are they going really to invest in?
He's the love of my life. He's the father of my child.
You should wait.
I will not wait.
Until the end of your education, then you get employment, then you can able to support your own child. Now you are going just to infect my budget.
If you don't want, we can go and live at his house.
Imagine this house.
We can go and live at his house. And this tate also doesn't listen to his child. I'm going to go and live with my boyfriend.
No.
Yes.
Going there, doing what?
I'm going to live there because you said that we are just going to be a burden on your budget. All you care about is money.
If you are going there, you don't want to listen to me. I am your father. Do not come back and tell me.
I'll not come back. Bye.
You should be ensure that you go.
I will not come back.
For God. I do not want to hear anything there.
I will not come back. Bye.
Ah. you undermine my presentation, man, for today. You just give you. Only those who have a narrow understanding, but those who have a level of understanding, they respect us. Like, this is my father, this is my uncle, this is my brother.
But you must also not underestimate love, my dear. Love is a very stupid thing.
My heart.
Hey.
And if you teach your teacher with love, it's so difficult to just go do such a thing immediately. It should do it when she grew up. Some of the things it can be caused by the lack of love.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Ah.
Lack of love.
Can I come and mean to Tameki para because we were not loved at home? Ha.
Huh? Lack of love.
No. 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 No.
Yes.
Lack of love. No. No, 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 no. Even the most loved people are in sexual relationships. With my parents, why must I compare you to my parents? You are not on the same level.
You said that you it's not because of lack of love.
It's not because of lack of love or I cannot
believe you today. You have to tell me because of what?
It is just when we are in the time. We are just going through puberty and we now have interests in boys and we have interest in girls. That's all. It is not because you are not loved at home or she died. Because even the most favored child, ne? In the house, the one that gets everything, that child, we nana mititang. How?
No, my dear.
People have testimonies.
If it was due to the things, why you have to deny others when they were trying to...
I can't hear you properly. Because I don't have feelings for them, huh? I have feelings for the one I have. I love the person that I'm having. How? You cannot say that. We can't even compare parental love with relationship love or shiriai. They are two different areas.
Lack of talent and love, it can lead into such things.
It can lead you into starting a relationship.
In most cases. But to some way, it is just an disobedience, but mostly lack of love. Lack of love and care. But on some, it is just an disobedient. You even count people in your house, they give you a good example, but to others, they want to disobey. That is just a disobedience.
It's not disobedience, guys.
You are even younger than them, they let you...
It's not disobedience, it's just emotions, guys.
Not emotion, disobedience.
It's not disobedience, it's just emotions, man, guys.
I used to tell the people that some of these things can be done just by chance. It doesn't mean that we are the one who did not lead with a good example.
Yeah.
In most cases, we as the adult to other, we have lead with most of the good example,
yes.
But people, they did not follow such an example. They start doing some of the things just on their own choices.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we cannot say because of lack of love, the person went to form a relationship. They just went to form a relationship because of Shoyahara.
Disobedience.
Oh. Ewa.
Disobedience?
It's not disobedience, man. Those are emotions. What we must teach our children is not to be obedient. It is to control themselves. Self-control is what we need to teach. We can't teach obedience. You can't obey me and not love anyone.
You find us in such a place.
Love of the nation. You people were sneaking out. Were you allowed to sneak out? You were not allowed to sneak out. Even if you guys were not doing the things that we were doing, you were also still not allowed to sneak out, but you snuck out. Why?
That's why I'm saying that. That is an disobedience. We need to discourage it. We need to end. Okay, let us control our emotion.
Yeah, that's what you must
Some of our emotion.
They are lying to us. Our emotions are lying to us. Yes, that is correct.
And something we need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
When people, they reach their destination.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that they do not having challenges.
Mm.
It does not mean that they were not having various emotion and feelings.
Yes.
People are controlling the situation,
yes,
but do not let the situation to control you.
Them. Yes.
Containment.
Yes. Now that is the correct advice.
Yes.
That one is.
But I take a long time on this program.
My dear. Oh, bye, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for not getting an opportunity to present my own. Anyhow, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I will be back for me a time.
You be?
I will be back after.
You can come back at 10:30.
Yeah, I will come with my presentation.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao.
Just try to lecture my frequency.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about reprimanding. We're talking about how to reprimand. We're talking about when to reprimand. We're talking about situations where it does call for reprimanding, but how do we do it? For example, we had a great example of an employee that steals. Now, I'm a firm believer in every single reason that we have, right, is a valid reason. And that is why, even when we are dealing with the law, right, it is not about why you did it, it is the fact that you did it. It is not about why, but it is the fact that you did it. So even if you killed someone because it was self-defense, the fact still remains that somebody is dead. You understand? So whatever reasons you have, they do count as justification for your actions, but then reprimanding is done in such a way that we still address the issue that we are not in favor of. So what is the issue that we are not in favor of? How do we reprimand loved ones? How do we reprimand colleagues? How do we reprimand superiors? How do we reprimand our teenagers? How do we reprimand their friends? How do we as adults reprimand the next generation? Because many of us go to the next generation or the under generation or the generation after us, and we basically ridicule them and we crucify them for their choices. And I think that this one in itself is part of the reason that people rebel. But then again, the question is, are you not supposed to be reprimanded simply because you are sensitive? is that really honestly the case, or are we playing too nice?
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
Lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on this lovely, lovely Wednesday evening. Beloveds, beloveds, beloveds. Ladies and gentlemen, so to effectively reprimand somebody, you need to address the specific behavior. So what did you do? What did you do that was not nice? Okay, so let us give an example. Let's go with the example of stealing from work, for example. The specific behavior is theft, basically. So that one is wrong, and it is a criminal offense also, by the way, because you are not allowed to take somebody's things without their consent. Please, 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 please. Maybe you are wondering, but why am I in jail? Why am I in jail? I only took towels from a guest house. Like, how? Repeat offense. Repeat offense. So we are looking at the specific behavior. The specific behavior is stealing from the office, right? And then sometimes we can say that we have to focus on the facts. So what are the facts here? The fact is that you came in. Yeah, like if we're going to look at a criminal, if we're going to look at the criminals, do you know how somebody was caught stealing, and then you assume that they are only going to be charged with stealing, and then they are sitting for like three cases or three different things that they are standing trial for. It is because of what the journey to getting to the tools, right? So let's say the journey to getting to the tools is that you broke a lock. So breaking an entry. Breaking an entry, that is a crime on its own. And then trespassing. This is how we get humorous. Trespassing, because you are on somebody's property without their consent.
Because it's after hours, you don't own the property, it is not your house, it is not your relative's house, you have no business being there. So you breaking an entry, you broke in to get inside, and then you trespassed also, and then you damaged. So breaking an entry is on its own, because you just breaking in and getting in, that's a crime on its own. Then there is this damage, eh? To property. I hope you young criminals or you young aspiring criminals are hearing me speak tonight so that you guys can see what the life is going to have in store for you if you choose to go that way, that route. Yeah? So damage to property. So that door that you forced to open, right? That one when you broke in, that door that you forced, and then the lock jammed, and then the what, and then you took a crowbar, and then you opened it. That one, eh? You damaged my door like that. Me, as your employer, you damaged my door like that. And then the fourth one is stealing. Yes. Hey, and then maybe on your way to getting to the tools, you didn't just go in and then you picked up the tools. Maybe you bumped something, or you bumped a can of paint and then the paint splattered all over the wall. That is vandalism. Hey, so now you are going to go to jail. Right? And then you think that, no, I'm just gonna get 4 months because, you know, I just took Oshange and Oshange no Hamara. Mm-hmm. Then you get caught. Then you are going to sit for all these 5 things. Then the possibility of us even just putting you, kucha, we are giving you, these are different charges on your name. And then you must stand trial for those different charges. Might be a possibility. We never know. Maybe they might put it together, but you will stand for all the things that you have done. So that is what we are saying, that we are focusing on the facts. So, when you have done all of these things, right? Now we weigh this, we as people, we weigh this now with intention. Uh-huh. So was this an accident? Was this intentional? What was it? Where was your head? Where was your heart? Where was your mind? Was it intentional? Was it not intentional? Did you just wake up one day? Did you plan it? Was it a master plan? What was it? And by the looks of things and how things went, we would say that maybe it was premeditated. So this was a premeditated issue, this one. So you intentionally chose to want to steal, because on the way there were many opportunities where you could have changed your mind and you chose not to change your mind. So that is how I'm going to reprimand you. I'm not going to say like, oh, okay, why did you do it? The only reason I'll ask you why you did it is so that maybe I can be a little bit more lenient on the facts, right? I can be a little bit more understanding towards why you contemplated doing something of this nature in the first place, right? So this is how I would want to listen to your reason. But then at the end of the day, right, reasons are reasons, and everybody's reason is actually valid. Somebody will tell you that, for example, somebody would tell you that, no, the father of my child denied the baby, and that is why I flushed the baby down the toilet. Now, you as an ordinary citizen, as a saint, as an empath, as a person that takes sympathy and compassion towards others, you would be like, But what? But the baby did nothing to you. Then somebody else will come and say, but it's also the guy's fault, because how can he deny his child? And then somebody will come and ask, okay, but why would this man deny a child? Maybe it is because they are paternity issues, right? So every reason in itself is a valid reason. But it doesn't mean that it is correct. It doesn't mean that we should do it simply because our reasons are valid. No. It just means that, okay, we heard your reason and now we are still going to reprimand you because of what you did.
in these times of desperation, or in this time of insanity, or in this time of wanting to acquire these things. So addressing the specific behavior or performance issues immediately in a private setting, focusing on the facts and avoiding personal attacks. So we have to be calm, we have to be specific, we have to explain the impact, right, of the behavior and setting clear expectations for future behavior if we choose to forgive them. And even if we don't choose to forgive them, right, we give them time to go and think and to become reformed. That is why there are rehabilitation facilities. That is why they are correct. Correctional facilities to make people correct. That is why jail is there. Jail is there to somehow, right, bring you back into the good path, onto the good path, so that you can be a better person within the society that you are in future. So, explaining the impact, for example, would be explaining, if you are reprimanding, say now, this is not a hard criminal. This is not somebody that just came from your house and saw your tools, once upon a time, came from their house and saw your tools and just decided that, you know what, tomorrow I took a benga, we are going house. And no, it's somebody that is maybe close to you. It's maybe your son. Or maybe your daughter, or maybe your brother, or a relative, or a friend, right? And you choose to have a platonic relationship with them in the future, and also you really want to reprimand them. So you set clear expectations. Okay, so this person stole, this person did this. Then you say that I don't expect you to do this to the business anymore. I don't expect you to steal. I don't expect you to be a person that doesn't communicate. I don't expect you to want to damage the place where we get our bread, right? And this is how you are supposed to reprimand. This is how you're supposed to be talking, setting clear expectations of this person. I expect you to be here. If you're going to be punishing this person, right, you can't just say that you're going to wait and see for their behavior. No, you have to give them clear expectations of what you expect from them. I expect you to be here at 7 o'clock every single morning. I expect you to sweep this place spotless clean. I expect you to be the last person at work. I expect all the tools to be put aside. I expect all your expectations. You put them onto the table so that this person has a choice on whether or not they are going to stick around or they are not going to stick around. So let's go into how we are going to make this happen. Because we need to be able to reprimand. We need to be able to reprimand and be reprimanded. We need to be able to reprimand our children. We need to be able to reprimand our lovers. We need to be able to reprimand our colleagues. We need to be able to reprimand, but not in an aggressive tone, not in a personal attack, and not in a space where somebody feels like they have the short end of the stick simply because they are who they are. For example, being reprimanded by somebody that is wealthy and wonderful, and you are just, okay, not wonderful, not that wealthy is wonderful, but you know, this person is wealthy and then you are the person that is desperate for the job and you're being reprimanded. There shouldn't be a space within the conversation that makes it feel like the person is reprimanding you in this way because you are who you are, because you are poor, or because you are less fortunate, or because, they hate you, or because you are ugly, or because of whatever. It must really honestly just be about the specific matter that is on the table. So how are we going to dive into this? Let's go and let's move away from theft, right? Moving on to the next page. I hope you guys can hear the pages. What's that? Moving on to the next page, right? gather information. That is the first key. The preparation for perfect or near perfect reprimandation, right? Mm-hmm. That's a word. Is number one, we gather information. Before the reprimand, before we reprimand, gather all relevant information and documentation related to the incident. So this is now, if you are going to reprimand somebody, for example, cheating on you, you have to have facts. You have to have facts. You have to have evidence. You have to gather all the information that is most probably needed so that, so that you can present this information, because there's nothing worse than going to reprimand somebody and you don't have the relevant facts. You don't have anything on paper. You don't have anything. You don't have evidence of being treated unjustly. So you are at work and you feel like you are being mistreated. You feel like you are getting a heavier workload. You feel like all the work just goes to you and nothing is ever good enough, right? So you must get now relevant information that proves that you are getting more work, right? Because if you're going to reprimand your boss, then it can go two ways. Your boss can hear you and understand you and do better, or address the elephant in the room, or your boss can fire you for trying to disrupt the company. Because what is this? You have no facts. You have nothing here. You're just coming here to talk. But you got no evidence. What is this? No. You're wasting my time. So let's gather. So gathering the information is you becoming a detective. Right? You become a detective. All the documentation. So let's say now you feel like your workload is too much. Too much work. Mm-hmm. So one, as an employee, you must be clocking in and clocking out. Are you clocking in and clocking out at work? Why are you not clocking in and clocking out? So this can be addressed as a stepping stone to saying that this is an identifier and this is something that can be brought up and say that, sir, I believe that we should clock in and clock out so that all our hours are accounted for. Because mina, I clock in at 7 a.m. I'm supposed to be at work at 9 a.m., but I get here at 7 a.m. and I clock out at 7 in the evening. I'm supposed to clock out at 5 o'clock, but my workload is so much that I have to stay until 7 in the evening because I get too much work. Okay, what do you have to support this claim that you are giving? No, I have my clock in sheet. I have my clock in sheet and these are my hours. So, okay. So what do you want? No. I am just telling you, right, that I feel like there is an unfair distribution of work. Of work. It's not that I want to get paid overtime or anything. It's just an unfair distribution of work because I also see there by Galaxy 700. Galaxy 700 is not doing anything and Galaxy 700 chill us at 3 in the afternoon and yet we have the same position. We are both working HR. So why does this person clock in at 11 o'clock and clock out at 1500 hours, but this person is not being reprimanded? Now this is you being a tattletale, ma'am, because And then also, if now it comes to your boss checking the clock in there by the other person, then you must have evidence, the law of evidence, guys. Evidence. Evidence is something that can drive you crazy, but it can also save you, because nobody wants to be a person that pulls receipts constantly. But in some situations, we have to pull receipts in order to make our case. In order for us to be listened to and heard, we have to honestly make our case. So now your boss pulls in the clock-in sheet of the person of Galaxy 700. Galaxy 700 is having a wonderful, wonderful clock-in sheet. It's 8 o'clock and 1700 hours every single day. Then this is the part where you say that this person is lying. You can check on the cameras. You don't even have to go far. Just go on to yesterday's camera. Then you check the clock in and the clock out. And then you see that this person is telling fibs. And also the tasks. So what are your tasks that you are given? What is your workload that you are given? All right. Then you write down, okay, so I had 10 papers that I needed to do with the other ministry of what and ministry of what. And then I had to do this and then I had to do this. Then you write your tasks down, right? Your documentation. You did this. You did this, you did that, you did this, and that is why you are saying, right, that you feel like your boss is giving you unfair, a lot of work unfairly, while other people are not working, and yet we are all getting paid the same. Now that's the part where I don't think that it is wise to ever argue anything in terms of finances with your boss. Because bosses have a tendency of getting angry about those money things. So don't make it a money thing. Make it a unfair labor. Unfair. Mm-hmm. All right. And then number two is choose a private setting. So choosing a private setting is a benefit to you, because if you go and get dissed by your boss, yeah, at least it's just the two of you. If you go and diss your boss, at least it's just the two of you. Now you go and you choose to reprimand your boss, yeah, in the boardroom with the rest of the employees. What are you expecting? Are you not expecting to be told, I don't think this is the company for you? No, you must choose a private setting. If you're going to reprimand anybody, you have to reprimand them in private. Because we have a tendency of being ashamed, especially if we are wrong. We have a tendency of being ashamed. I'm okay with being ashamed in front of one person. I'm not okay with being shamed or feeling like I'm being shamed in front of 100 people. You understand? So I would rather own up and take accountability in front of one person than own up and take accountability in front of hundreds of people. No. So even if I'm being reprimanded by my mother, I would choose to be reprimanded in private. Even my boss must reprimand me in private. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, my darling?
I'm fine, my darling.
I miss you so much. It's Nash County is talking now.
Oh, get the Nash Country, man.
Now you are talking the nice point. What is the topic today? Shwambo,
we are talking about Okuganda.
Okuganda.
Yeah, Okuganda. Okuganda kay sinana kucha atukuganda mokuremos. Unto kulombera la kucha empano shwaninga. Okuganda. Yeah, so we are talking about being reprimanded.
Ay. Tango nene kosmitani ipo ano kuri. Ashike. Topic and job now. Just waiting and the course this time, The one of the chai, and the Akosango Biga, Kotoya Kosambinga, Ashikeshu amana ifonganwa.
Yeah.
Problem.
Mm.
Uwetere kutya. Okay. Otoenda nangwe.
Yeah.
Penda nangwe hitatanga opo. Nando po vanira penya.
Mm-hmm.
Ganda la po atake lip.
Yeah.
Onga yungwa di patererano koma pepe.
Mm-hmm.
Gweni nani mbolo shima kushu vitire nao.
Mm-hmm.
Watoma kutiong pepe. Oh, ay, nukatisha no koma pepe.
Mm-hmm.
Watati nandi aningishikene.
Shonana anke manala vitame ke mokatika antungao.
Oh.
Maya mukulongo gachangao.
Ya.
Mm-hmm.
Sanya ngishikene. Hai unkwetu ne. Ukwata anu.
Mm-hmm.
Ukashi shoshiwa. Onu winye nguto kwata uishi.
Mm-hmm.
Hai. Hai kandi ishi. Oh. Wari ya vindare. Hai vindare ya kandi ishi. Oh. Anu ne. Sandi kurongo kutia. Ino kwata yano.
Mm-hmm.
But nyara gwara kupata mosquito kwatanje.
Mm.
Tutulina nangwe.
Eh.
Yeah. Ai. Mm. Nenge okwazikano tano na ndomaro gwe ambo.
Yeah.
Goto ipoto.
Topindi.
Topindi.
Mm.
Ushine kutya ori ngwa futa.
Mm.
Ngwa futa ne.
Mm.
Ote kutari kwa mesho manene.
Yeah.
Mwe toshi mwono ni, to wistano kwa nande mwri nga nande no mwri kiyoe, oh kwetwe, oh haiti. Oh. Iwo tele nga kutie mkwetwe wa mwada nga tunu.
Mm-hmm.
Toe ni kukahasa tu tuisi hile ni mo. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Peno shiri mwanjira.
Mm-hmm.
Pena arumi nuu. No.
Mm-hmm.
Ya mwepo katuhoru kungadwa.
Yeah.
Utetiki ni maishe, everything is correct.
Yeah.
Mara otwa kumbwa,
mm-hmm.
Tukare tushio kungadwa.
Mm-hmm.
Eitha, esimboli mwe, o kungadwa noho, otonga da onu mungkaromua.
Yeah.
Ino mburu kutaka.
Yeah. Shasho kulana kuzonta manana mpo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tashi je tonga derenje komesho ya anu.
Mm-hmm.
Nangae, kandi chakumwe nangweka.
Ya, yeah, nashiki. Niko mazingi ashi niko maviwa.
My friend, oshiri opuno kukaya pa tume iko mbutu.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, yeah. Osha faike, pwete oshike, o pena, onu huumwe.
Mm.
Ndi mwaza tamesa mahori.
Mm.
Ndi mwaza tamesa mahori. Ngandi ipona andi tiyumkwete.
Mm.
Uhau toi uza na mahori.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unu andi nombeli kenombili. Kapenda anu enji.
Mm-hmm.
Uhau toi uza na mahori. Tuyapuri tu picho ni tutumese poishi yetu. Ya shisota endile akashona.
Mm-hmm.
Mwashiki inameneka.
Mm-hmm.
He, wae, ningane nesimbulio ye. Matupanga no kitu.
Mm-hmm.
Okumba jo kukusakwike, kwete kuchoko hoke uza.
Mm-hmm.
Itulape nyopo, takarambuwa friend ya enoho. Ya no kuchaye, ndaharao karambuwa no winya kuchaye. Shimasha ningo, kwa ningo shimasha puka.
Mm-hmm.
Peshara iku urombo ilenje straight forward.
Mm-hmm.
Toti, nandu uvana wa, poro ABCD.
Mm-hmm.
Dera andi teke, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
God, nandu ukare wa ningi puko.
Mm-hmm.
Nengi kune puko.
Yeah.
Just say sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Toti kwa shirike nao.
Mm-hmm.
Ngengo mauka komesho.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, kamune siku mwe komesho ka.
Maro, wete oshima shimwenda mona. Mm-hmm. Ombilike ishi onzi kukuranja. Ombili onzi kukuranja kontu iatamba ombili nopo. Onto achangaone onzi kunai kupombili. Shashino okukora arambera nke wenandulile toranja ombili nasigo tuimonikisa kulai. Oshone andi monokucha anto enji inaatiro kuganjwa mbilika andu ohatira the way other people receive them. Shashino ngwesha wape ombili ngulinawa aye kucha aye tate nash country ombili ondayona ewa ngotinga ewa after 5 minutes nyo mulinawa nyo tampopinga mkwenine wafara watatareke. Watine ayo ombili me maitre yaka ombili ne shindani ngishike ya umura shike ne shike o wili adike dhirindatu mara yesha ate kupo ombili mpono ngo oya mukura nawa ne wijoe tararara ndeto tambo ombili yankwe ni ndeta mwithi minepo ngero unashito waha kupota waha shipo piwa mo minute nzono ndeta tu opo.
Opo.
Ehe, ndetashikara. Mara mkweni. O wilai, o nando masiku geli gari, tina na alamanga. Antu mbo, ya changa, ongesha rontu, keshi is not a good winner. Ontu avene, nai, ontungu ya, kehe siku ne, otapo pya aranke avenere. Kucha, ushishinga kuchonde kudengere no mo snukangwe. Kesiku oshwara teta posho.
Yes.
Ontune o karolo kane ini machangao. Shashondungo no keshi ku kusindana ka.
Yes.
Ya, o kusindana hono sha sindana ne. O hapone to kendengishe mo snukande de tomuru kila kucha ino kala eto potsa poti ni mo inji. Eskunde eno, eskunde ande tande hama. Oshiri, antu, they have a tendency of bringing out the bad in people. Onu, de, kwali uno intentionara kucha, kandinaro intentionara kucha, natushune puishe posnuko shiri, ae, wadika ato tamba kukucha, ae, onto kwa vena, tulinao. Sharp, tukanwene bira detu. De, oshiri, mwakanwino bire, zaputa yengo dengo amosnuka, zaputa yengo ningishike, ini manjacha ngao oyone aigeitha antunjo. Oshone anditi kucha antu yamwe kaesho kusindana ka.
Yeah.
And that is why antu ayamono oshidhigu nai kuganja ombili. Shashino onto achanga ongero wempo mbili. Hapo teke kulombo ya kucho mbili ya ipanga.
Wete ngashike satu popino ne. Otu dhiko mbili komwe. Che uno mbili komwe nyo. Non ti mawa haukara urinawa.
Ya.
Che uno mbili komwe nyo. On ti mawa haukari kwa wundakana. Shashi, wa wundakana shashi. Oti ipulini ni hapu. Shashi kuno mbili. Ino ipura toti. Umu asike kandina. Oma uvi nande elio mila matano ko ombanga. Enda rongo nare. My friend, ongo mbili, uroyo mwende.
Yeah.
Uchae, nande pi minga nai, na mkwetu, na tu kongo pidin ka shesho ya li popeta meko. Iho katia ae onbo, taso hatere kiki embobo, kesi kutere ka, onga kopia kopia iki kutia, kusi kutere, samu zine kundi koso. Ah, eu mamu e a mamu que é meu filho, é meu nódio, é muito assanio, é. Mas a um me que está com goi que na ombiri cuja, oh, padinha longa de, dera tu não é a saber tudo na polimana, que eu mogo caco tanjao.
Yeah.
Deixa se tatame cane. Um que nem ari cuja, um que tu é, onde a ninga nem é pouco. Ombiri. Ah, eu arundo kai ke de pi o prave.
Ya, o sho nana te tingao. Ndio ntutoluli rarangwe tatana ka unkonishe.
Ano si kwaseka, ene ko kuna sha si mu.
E nonge kuna shi mu.
Go pena si mu. Dei si ranjara ko cha ai.
Si ta ku yele le man.
Da si se da popo. Da tu shiman. Pai foi e ma pai foi tu li que so pa ne nyang. Ne dugu ni mai avu da kan. Pai foi kushi mu totorando ra pone ship.
Ne ngontungu ya. Yo kushi shine kucha. Ai mitre ya ka kesh kutere kandishi. De ke hesi kote kusheka. Yo ye shi kutere ka ite kulongo. Kwa kala alandona, to tereke o matepi yetea e kusheke. Antu ya changa wadhi wune.
Pesara utye, utye mkwetu ye.
Natu ningenge. Landi kuluki.
Pakuti, puna na antu ya mweshiri, unuto nongo, maro nukwati kontu atanganana.
Ya.
Aye man, ugetoro ngo kutenga ngo kazi man.
Aye man, eh. Is the way. To longo.
Yes.
Onto achanga o yon longo neto misana tati ilandi kulonge. Onto oti ila ukarele njemo kitchen.
Yes.
Gwe shito ningie yetatala.
Yeah.
We toti ne teto nyanga ngono marato di tete ne muni musho na shasho nyanga sha o di turamo o ne ne hadi kambaduka mwa munhoka.
Yes.
Yeah. Hadi ka rata gana na hadi ja kambada munhoka rangi kanga.
Nengo mata masito eta to tete.
Yeah.
Ota kambaduka mwa na tango munhoka. Kaka ipataka.
Yeah.
Pai fene unungono oha kete ne o gomongura o oso ti uete si ne pito atere ke sekundia
ya tetango
e ushishi
ya e
maronda harushi ningirenji
ningirenji man
oho e tengo da haru tere ke ngo sisima nande nande weshi asiti nande weshi kwata hita shikwata popekeka
ya. Ontune achanga o nando kwa tereka ni omapuko shite ya pungwe ontu ganjo komplimenta man shashino na emwe opu adhimburupe kucha ae voneni ni gatetange shindalo ngelwe ma ungula andi gatetenge shindalo ngelwe shashino ondapewa no komplimenta opuna arantu ya mwene kapuna alicha iwa nao ezi momokana ke ushijaye mwala ngele ke ngele o kuku ukamne otafuru kuku uka o hutu lealela Chakuso mwari mwenju uwe te kulombwele. Mara ini miwa nawa. Itavuru wa kukulombwe ya kuchondu. Deme meneno opara. Ay. Mara esi kuwipa. Esi kuwipa. Ute kwe sangono. Esi kuwipa. Ano wazana yoma kwe kengini ngao. Wafaya kulupu. Mara esi kundaza randa fonyasha. Kuetenshi. Ho.
Ho. Weto shima shimeja asisi tafo unye.
Ya.
O meme, o kuhole na no vaserin.
Ya, nande kuhole ya shili.
O vaserin ne, deo non pindi o meme nde tau ti te, akuti ayo ngomu alikazi vile nangu, okushi no kuyoga.
Ya.
Deo noto adono tati, ono ihope kano shiko maazi ayo shengono. O manamo maazi man.
Eno.
Eh? Ay. Ontu,
woti ne, nohona ndino pota, woti, andi andi kusoka vasa ndi kuninge kashona.
Ya.
Weto ningi, opo nena ndongula, ndino ngane kucha, ae, umagadhinge, andinda tulako kela, ogenji shinene ndishi, nanga andi kusako. Mara, ino te anje poka. Oh, anto tate apoya kwa wan.
Oh, naine.
Oh, ontu, oshitokara rampo none, wacharo mwenyogwe wazizirwa, shashino nguhu holene, oshiri, oenga itamuzichi wanawa mwemu, oshiri.
Nando nkuruka za teriki kuliwi na hii.
Oh, onto uhole nga toti ya.
Nopumbo kunisheka, noho puno naka.
Oh.
Kuchia, ikuma kulia shikini nga, umai, haifu unono hapo akena ne. Tati hoto rabu yena, ndeha kwa zilimbali. Deto, nandene kasi shine kushubite.
Ngwe toka jomboroto nali.
Ya, nene tati, oh, ay, ikudaka, nena e, oh, ah, shiku wali
kena. Pero ndia ndi hama mepunda?
Ah, ah, shiku wali kena kwa zilimbali ndatu. Utamuja, oh, ay, ne, miyo mafamu nomboroto. Oh, mholi kwange, oh, ay.
Ushimbobo nini tashipitiman?
Tashipitika. Ngoza nigira giko te.
Ya.
Oka mboto kena toka tura iko karamo kashona.
Kashona, shashimbera.
Oo, oh, nenge nandige kutare lo mashini. Oo, oh, shiri omuna no mashini. Yeah. Ah, ete nandige chapo mahini. Wete po. Ashi toto ntu ingi sendale lako chao. Ikuya bia tere kwa nena.
Ayoka. Maito longwe kucha ano wilonge kuteka pen mwalelo anga mambo geni karuka guys.
Ay
antu ya mwapumba kushunwa kwa karuka guys.
Ay apumba kushunwa.
Karuka guys ndeto to. Ubi tene tolongwe anga ka nde oshiri ese kunga watarele ko Facebook watarele ko Instagram oto tutilongo nana kuchunyanga uteto usike ngbei shashino wahala ndishi kukupandika kontu ndeto ningi nana shima lela uno nata umana mamanu uno nana uwete kucha shino shiwana oshiri wansana tajara ndetakala
ndamo na kipanja don no umwe
ya
no umwe nga ko laiva Kucha osha opara nga geno on tatereke. Muli nga di simon doro pa.
Yeah.
Mema atatereke nga ne. Mala ne, kurwangi menandi ti osha opara sa si. Esiku tushueta kuti lumoshi ronga manga lulu eripo. Esiku nguruka di taka kara keripo. Te hama oto tereke nengi ho tereke. Uno kutereka saa, si. Isi mbola li uliki ilonga hui terekele.
Yeah.
Kukulia oe wao. Toa la na wao. Drogo za na wao. Nami mkuka doari ya kwa lua tereka noko na wao. Oshiri tati ta. Ae. Oshiri ma. Itandizi popo mwale mba wanje ma.
Oshiri.
Ndere oshiri paise nengepo nashikantiri wanje ma. Nashikantiri okushu kutereka ma.
Ndere na shimwari mu relationship atamutameke mpea. Ndara ndi kuningira ma nkwila kanje ngo. Ma everyday otati ningira nje kwile. Ndere peipe tuwe membo tulimota tuke noruvaro. O waha kurombula nje kuchi kwila nje yalungwina. Yalungwinu naki. Oshwa ya kala.
Siki ya kala.
Mara ndi lungwini kenga kange.
Ninga wali hori ya ino mashuku ndee paife chika ino mahuku ineiko suka no mongwa ningi ineiko mongwa iki yoen yu ya za noho koshio nitoko na wande itaiko shwa nawa ndi ya era abu titato shiku shingomo se amame topo shingome kashino suka mai firende kumu na iki yongego onshi kulia shiti
mara ne epuko esiku ne muno suka ndatino mahuku ano ike iyo tine kuche ikwilo ito e. Wamwe nala.
Wamwe nage?
Oh, brave, ano man.
Ah, katuna huita pa mwaka.
Oh, kafe na pa vamwa shiri.
Oh, shiri, shiri, shiri.
Oh, ay. No man.
Maroku tike, nishi no shironga, o, kutia akutuna pi rongo kupukuru. Ina tuka atutanga nanaka. No ngambe ko ngambe to ide ura. Petame ko hai kara teitanga nana teitanga nana teitanga nana.
Yeah.
Kita ika zimburu wa. Hai ti oh. Gaya nani mburu ga di de urwa. Irondwe. Oh. Pai fandi ruru mane ki tomo. Oshiri anti ganjaiki.
Yeah.
Che y ganjea como no, oye, ma, Toronto, es muy moto tique, ira.
Yo
ya, yo en. Ya, yo ironga, cutia, anti curongo, de ante, da anti cupura, cutia, y no, concha, eso, ana, hondo, y tomote curumich.
Oh.
De acuto tuna, ochi, o tatenengo, memina, tironge, o cupucurua. Ita tuirongo kupukuruwa.
Mana tuirongo nongo kupukurulantu newe talale.
Yes.
Karunga kani.
Nengi guwamo na mpweni epuko.
Oh.
Opuna nandeo umeo sane ngo mehango.
Hmm.
Yono tapuwa nando sipopiwa. Unu ngeongo kwa popi epuko. Anu ha popi epuko.
Hmm.
Ape ike ukwa kunu kwa kera kama akaru wali ha popi eka.
Hmm.
Oro nondo alihiwa.
Karunga kani.
Oh, eh? Kito ke mana eh zapo ma to popi a popi poro poro
meo hango. Karo
nga kaya. Ano shpa si ka?
Ano eji?
Eh?
Anto nde to lo li lwal.
O e nde lo hango ni ngwe a ku shete ano?
We a ku hinda ano, we a ku te a pombili danto. Eh?
Ako si ka? Zapo no kuri. Pejaro no se sueta no a ti. Ako tu izi mi kiren je. Shinda popi ako tu anda popi o shiwana wano shiwi na i. Dimi ni inje po.
Ya, na tu mikse ni tu.
Na tu mikse ni. Ano ta mono kutia me popi o ron no. Sa popi amo sa poko si ke shino na ashi.
Ya.
Bino yeshen bino te i. Pe izi mina po. Mara oto kamono nitati ta. Ai, noko kia pa ikene puko penya. E.
Ai.
Wapopi, wapopi epo indi na wane.
Ehe, wapotanga wa hiri.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, ehe, asito oto tune upe nyonko.
Yeah.
Mongura haka wende kwe shena tango.
Oh, puna agumwene amo nwaroma puko huyo po. Ya mono tu uwa nao shijae. Ndondu tolu ulilu ala memu.
Ah, mira, están tiri. Ya se anda tío, un tío roto que estaba en ahí. Casi su andicar en la cosa y no andi un paikina.
Ya.
Y esto porque yo andicar ando vitu un buen nao. Du vite nao, así. No se andica cosa, ¿no?
Ya.
Andi cultura un magaricano. Mucho programa, yo no. O... Sate karungo ena kareko. Guala mba maichi.
Ya.
Opoa kuroshuwa na nawa. Heo wete unombiri ko kontima nga ho ulimo studio. Moto ngoke kumboto titate. O alia nga anena. Ai nandi. Ai. Tasi shukare ni. Warara nonjara ka.
Shijai.
O shiri. O ai ai ai. Nanti kuningiri ko kasara tambarambara ko.
Parambara ne.
Kostata.
Yeah.
Yeah, kostata ike. O manga di kateka ne bi.
Biole.
Biota teka. Biole la.
Hano ka kwate pe punda manga wa tegere la. Yeah.
Guna pono si foto tira sha. Nda hara gule se mo. U karombele genga he. Hiturima po. Koshikun singa si.
Yeah. Kucharo wati wa ginya romo ifone.
Nasike, nasike, nasike. Nenge simbori mo no pege, non sama no e nenge. Unkulka zero eto chi. Ma, da hala e. Ure se nenge jo vozi. Andu du, mara nandu du vite ne. My friend, Mengon Maikan and Dokonga Kagan, your Paisedo, Upuna di Madu Visa or Shidi, Upuna di Madi, Adu Visa di Teapuasno, Maro Taranekucha, Isma,
Tosindo Pare,
Imando Pare, Meando Pare.
Yeah.
Hi, good night, Meme.
Ewa, thank you so much.
The program and I commercial.
Ewa.
On the Kusaruta, Tikirano, ne program, and a tango, we took at the Monatango studio. Ashike, open book, Shenja. Ukare ho, ho, dime ho, dipo, piko matango.
Oh, okay. Efimbo.
Yeah. Unenengenon by Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes, I see. You take our Mohaya condition for 7, huh? You know, Saturday, you could take yes, Saturday for 7, up to 9. Then up to 10.
Yeah.
Then up to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And though everything I'm bad in that too, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no tap, I can in there. No, no, I could say yes. I will car, no, she put your shoe.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Yeah, one day
I'll get to Tunga Namibia. In Namibia, I to Tungu. And then I could ask a car of Shuana.
Yeah.
I should pay for this time and the people are sleeping.
My weapon to Ganga.
Manas County is not sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about reprimanding. We're talking about addressing uncomfortable situations. We're talking about addressing uncomfortable behaviors. We're talking about addressing it. How do we address? How do we reprimand? How do we reprimand our children? Our spouses, how do we reprimand one another, even friends? So there is an example that the Tinashe country was giving, and that is the example of cooking. So ladies and gentlemen, part of my queries when it comes to reprimanding, right, is that there are certain people that are bad winners and bad losers, right? Bad winners are the types of winners that want to gloat the entire time. It is not bad for you to be in your victory and celebrate, right? But gloating is bad. Gloating is bad because you tend to make other people feel bad for losing, and you tend to linger in the moment. So it's like for example, you guys won a soccer match, and every single day you don't hear Cristiano Ronaldo or some other person speaking about that win that they had in 97 every single day. You don't hear that because that's bad. But people do that.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm Becky.
You are Becky.
Yeah.
We are talking about reprimanding, but what are you wanting to talk about? Because this is your Wednesday.
Yes. Today,
yeah.
US ladies,
mm-hmm.
you have got those men you love the most, according to your own heart.
Okay.
Why you have to put someone on flesh, although you love him during the time of proposals?
On pressure, in what way? On pressure, how? Like, what do you mean by why do we have to put them on pressure even though we love them?
On pressure before you accept.
Like, how do we give them pressure? How do we give pressure?
Playing
hard to get what? Playing hard to get.
Playing hard to get. Communicate with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so you tell me that you want me, and then me, I say what?
You don't even want to have a discussion with me. But according to your own heart, you know already that this man is the one who I most prefer. I need him. Mm. But you pretending as you reluct to have a communication with me. You pretending as you have no time with me, but really inside your heart, you have time with me. You have enough love with me.
Mm-hmm. Why are you whispering? When it comes to these things, you like to whisper. I mean, it's the bitterness nature. Okay.
I trying to call you. You cut my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Even trying to SMS you, lead and you keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Even I approach you, you answer me.
Why are you whispering, love of the nation? How? Mm-hmm. Why are you whispering?
Even I approaching you.
Mm-hmm.
You answer me as like someone who have no time with me, but. Mm. But when I walk out, you start smiling and look on me.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. Why you have to put pressure on someone who you prefer the most?
I think it depends on age. It depends on background. It depends on past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It depends on age. It depends on background. Now, background, we're talking about how we were raised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the one you do not need him.
No, yeah.
You are the one who you know what is inside your heart. You are the one who know what's inside your mind.
Yes.
You know that this is the one.
Yes.
I want to say. But why it is just so hard to just make a confession?
I can't hear you nicely, love of the nation.
Why you cannot make it as an easy way? You have to facilitate. Yes, it's the one who you prefer, facilitate. Now, how can I know? How can I know? Because I don't know what is inside your heart. I don't know what is inside your mind.
Okay. The reason that I'm saying that it is because of various factors, right?
I understand.
Yes. So... with age, right? If I'm 20 years old and you are 25 and you are seeking after me, I'm a bit skeptical, right? I'm a bit skeptical, and also in my own life, I don't really know what I want. I know I like you. I know I want to be with you, but I don't know what I want. So I'll play hard to get. But if you find 30-year-old me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play those games. I'm not going to play those games because, one, I don't have time to have you chasing after me for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have time for that. It's either we get together and then we are together for 2 years, or, like, I don't want you. So... It really honestly depends on where you are at in your life. If I like you and I want to be with you, then the likelihood of me accommodating you to some degree will be there. So I will have conversations with you, and I will entertain you to some degree at a specific age. Yeah. Maybe there are things that I'm going to hold back on. Mm-hmm. And maybe there are certain things that I will not allow. I'll put up boundaries for myself. Mm-hmm. But then all in all, I am definitely having conversations with you if I like you. The only person that I don't want to have conversations with is a person that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only person I don't want to have a conversation with is a person that I do not like, or the person that I am most likely going to end up using because I don't like them like that, and they are the ones that like me. So then I start to think of how I can get things from you that I want, like somebody to talk to, assistance, financial aid, sex, companionship, but I am not in love with you.
But to be honest, ladies have subtle behavior.
Egameno jomau yarere koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsa kathi wapa uteknika, oliriwa omkundu wapa shigwana, upsa kathi wapaliko, no hashivuru oku ya moshipara uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshini momtumba ogo Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvo mao vigajo miongo mbalina hamano. Iikondo epangero omahangano wapa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa, muhoroke eko mtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete. Tekero, esikuwa minongo mbali naga ali, sikuwa mbali naga nega apiriri, mao vigali minongo mbali naga mano, ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge, Movenduka. Oshi parashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ungomba, ano saiba hejin, kene una oku ironge kithira o mashongo uko marungura, no marongo kehopopeko jerongitho jo marungura na irwe inji. Koneka, o mahangano o handimwe ni kondo, mbokata mkatu maa akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano, otamukape wa ompi ito yom tugu mwe awedhu wapo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba ugo tungoka otaku kakarao VIP cyber gala dina nuyere ronji wa maisha angitho no mapura apuro kwa tatha na nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tuyatano omgo ijeari nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
This have subtle behavior to the men while they are engaged with a relationship. That is true. Subtle behavior to the men while they are engaged with a relationship.
When they're in a relationship, yes. And usually a woman that accommodates another man while she's in a relationship.
Even if they are not in, they are just have subtle behavior to the men while they are engaged with a relation.
I don't think so. But, but it depends, right? On age, for example. And then we go to
bed. No. Let me tell you something. Me, I experienced.
You have experienced it. You have experienced it, but it still doesn't mean that the person was in love with you.
It have nothing to do with the age.
And that is what I'm saying, that it has, love of the nation. Okay. That is why I'm saying that there are many other reasons to this type of behavior. It could be age, right? And then it could be background, and then it could be past experiences, and then it could be exposure.
You are right. It also depends on the understanding.
Exactly. So now, if my background,
Just hold on.
Imagine if me, my background, if we are taught, right, from a young age, do you think that I am just going to come to this window and just be accommodating men?
No.
very distant. Because even if the itandikufadukapo physically, I will run away from you in one way or another. And we live in a world of cell phones, right? So I will run away from you telephonically. That means you are texting, I'm not replying on time. That means you are calling, I'm not answering your calls. I'm going to call you back after 2 hours. That's just running. But it's running in a different dimension. Shashino nare, we are to fadu kapoko mafururundishi physically. Mara now, we can't run away from each other. Shashino, mgueo zipko Hockland Park and ngandiziko Pioneers Park. Itakatu nangea pifadu kapo tapi meetinga mama tawaka. So we will run away from each other in cell phones. Now, in these cell phones, it's me pretending I didn't hear the phone. Pretending I'm sleeping. Pretending. You understand? Because where I'm from, I'm taught that a girl cannot be so easy to access.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
And some of them already agree, although it is difficult to make it orally.
Yeah.
But through emotional, through reaction, already agree.
Yes. And that is because they are also told things like, Omati Itaira Mokana. My God. That is why, especially with village men, there is a very thin line between consensual sex and rape. Because they don't understand the difference, because their women have not displayed the difference. Shashino onu oteku fadukapo, but nanyoku kukuhore. Yoku kuhara. Mara noho non tu inekuhara na yoteku fadukapo. So you as village men are confused about ano onkin to ohahara na nangin detekuita.
And you also have to differentiate on how to approach different
women. Exactly.
You cannot approach them in the same way.
Yes. And that is what village guys are here suffering, and later on they resort to what they know, which is something that sounds like rape. Or something that is very rapey. There are guys that are sitting in jail, love of the nation, ne? That believe that they shouldn't be in jail. Kucho yarundi liro rape, but the act that they did was in fact rape.
Yes.
Because there is this thin line between cultural beliefs and what the law says. So in the legal aspect, when you are giving consent, you must say, yes, I also want to have sex with you. That is consent. Now, in traditional times, you wait for the guy to come and make at 2 o'clock. And then you go to their house. And then 6 o'clock, he escorts you back. That's consent. But then now in contemporary times, apparently that in itself doesn't constitute consent for you to have sex with them. So what happens there is if you didn't want it, it is rape. But then in a cultural aspect, the question would be, what did you go and look for there at their house if it was not that?
But in a cultural aspect, we were taught, some of us we were taught in a right manner.
Yeah.
We're taught that you have to approach a lady in a peaceful and respect manner. Make sure that you have to talk to her peacefully and try to convince her.
But that
without being obliged.
Yes, but that convincing right, in itself is seen as harassment. Because what do you do in convincing?
No!
Is it let's go home?
With an idea, the metric.
I'm asking, is it become my girlfriend or let's go home and sleep?
I'm coming.
Which one is it? Is it let's go home and sleep or is it be my girlfriend?
I'm coming. I'm not finished.
Okay.
You have to talk to her in a proprietary manner.
Give us an example.
No. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Even if she denies or she reacts in other ways, do not get angry. Do not use force, but you must be energetic and try to convince her so that he can agree for what you are trying to brought about.
So you want to have sex with me under false pretense?
There is false pretense.
Now when you are talking, you are telling me.
Demetrius, I'm talking to you. Where is the false now? I'm talking.
And it's a false pretense. So you are going to be telling me lies.
I did not tell you like nothing. To move or
not false, like she forced. I didn't say false. I said false, like not true and false.
False pretense. You want to say that I can misread you?
Yes.
There's no misread.
How is it not misleading if you are telling me, Kucha, at your house there's a Bentley and a Rolls Royce, like BH1?
There is no misread. I have to engage in a conversation with you so that I can win your heart and your mind.
Okay.
You cannot fall in love with someone without win her heart.
Am I really yours or you just want to have sex with me?
That is our agreement. As long as we make it through and peacefully agreement.
But that's not what I agreed to. You said it's a relationship here. Eh? You said you know relationship. And then tomorrow you are saying no. I just wanted to lay with her. That is why we can turn around and say he raped me.
No.
Yeah.
Rape for what?
You know, we are all lying, Moss. What's the problem? You are lying. You told me you were in a relationship until you are married. Me, I can also say you raped me, Moss. What is it? We are all liars here, Moss.
That is an accusation.
I don't care. My emotions are also important, Moss.
You cannot do it for someone who
say you don't know.
I'm talking about the one you prefer, most you prefer.
My dear, you also prefer me, but you are married. How? What is your problem? We can prefer multiple things here.
You are the one who agreed with.
I didn't agree to become your side chick. I didn't agree to become a one night stand. Now tomorrow you are telling me early in the morning I must get up. Your wife is coming now. Ha! You are married.
Sometimes you know already.
I don't know. This time I don't know, Ne. How?
You were supposed to ask me.
I already asked you, but you were too busy lying. How? I asked you. Hey, love of the nation, you just want to play with me. Then tomorrow after you chop him. You are telling me, no, my wife is coming, I must get up now at 6 o'clock, at 5 o'clock in the morning. Where am I going to go at 5 o'clock in the morning?
You also have to make a proper investigation.
I cannot make investigation about liars.
before you...
You must just tell the truth from the beginning, or else I'm also just going to lie like you are lying, Mos. Shashinwa tu kenya tupo peni funja, Mos.
But when it comes to such a thing...
Kana. My heart is also important, Mos.
When it comes to such a
kana,
thing...
Kana kameme, my heart is also important. Maybe you will also learn kucha akurukadhi ya funja.
Let me tell you something before my battery is not... It is not...
finishing.
Lady, when it comes such a things of relationship...
Yeah, we take it very serious.
Raids are... They know already how to handle anything. Even if it is too young, but she prefers... She know already how she can have to talk to you so that you cannot get disappointed. If she didn't need you, she know already that how tactic she has to use.
But you know, our parents said, me, my mother told me this I think it was also part of the sex talk, ne? She told me, kucha amatia atimba uzeu. Because my name is Uzeumos.
How?
She told me, kucha amatia atindwa, amachalo wantu.
You can just agree, anyone...
You don't agree. You don't agree, you lie. I don't deny nale, even if you don't have.
That is deny already.
Well, that's not denying. You lie. So you say things like, I already have a boyfriend. Nenge, in this day and era, right now, we cannot say that because I'm at your payfair. They are very cheap. They are willing to go in you, unamwene. So now, with these ones, because they are very cheap, I'm at your payfair, very, very cheap. Loose men. Give me your number. Okay. Then the person, you get the number. And then when you go home, you just block the number. Finish.
The parents are just correct. We are from various... Some of the, if you just starting like that, you end up without even receiving anyone to come propose you.
The person that you want to come and propose you will come. You people like dissing people. The people will come. I'm a woman. I'm attractive. There's someone.
Your mom just taught you what it's like.
No. She said, lie to them. You must not tell them, Shashi Amati, Ohale Ngwambara. Now you go and tell them, Kuchai Nikuhara, and then the person beats you. Because you don't want them. Yes. So you must just say, I already have a boyfriend. If he's still pushing, then he wants, then you just give your number, and then you go and block him and never talk to him again. Finish.
How can I'm this of this age, but I have to beat you if you deny me? Oh. Of this age. Of this
love
age,
of the nation. Kaisha ntwa ehe aireko hambwe.
The men of this age.
Kamusha amuhe mwa aireko hambwe. Kamusha amuhe mwa peute kuye.
I cannot even shout at you. If you deny, you deny.
Omoeli.
Then you
pay me. Kaege musanga.
Then you pay the way to me to look for others.
Yes. There are men out there, my dear.
I cannot even shouting at you. I cannot even hate you.
He will not rest.
If you come inside my house, I can just give you cool water. That's fake. Thank you, my sister, for denying my proposal. Water so that you can drink.
I'm not thirsty.
Do you used to drink a soft drink? Yeah.
No. What am I doing at your house, Anu, if I don't want you?
Maybe there is a ceremony.
What ceremony? No. And then also, to answer also your question, right? It is past experiences, right? Maybe from past experiences, this woman has learned that if you just act like you love the person, so now she's just pretending to be something else, but she's not really like that, but it's because of what happened to her in the past. Some people, some women are like that. And then the next one is exposure. What she is exposed to. Now, if she is exposed, those dirty kandeshi chicks, those ones, they will have conversations with you, my dear.
Yeah.
But then this one, that has only had one boyfriend in her life, never walked around, is just work and school, and she's not used to such things, the likelihood of her running away from you is also very high, because
she takes it as like a demon.
Like, oh my God.
Yes,
sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you so much, love of the nation.
Good night.
Good night, good night.
All right.
Ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we are having the discussion around reprimanding. We are having a very comfortable and light-hearted conversation around reprimanding. And we are reprimanding lovers. We're reprimanding parents. We're reprimanding children. We are reprimanding one another so that we can somewhere, somehow, find amicable ways to deal with conflicts within our spaces. So, our second bonus point on how to reprimand, right, is choosing a private setting. We have to reprimand each other in private settings so that we all feel comfortable. Conduct the meeting in a private and neutral location to maintain confidentiality and avoid embarrassment. All right. And that is number one, preparation. Preparation is key. So in preparation, we gather information and then we choose a private setting. And number two, address the issue immediately and directly. Focus on specific behavior. Clearly describe the specific behavior or performance issue, providing examples. For example, that other day when you said that I'm fat. Right? I did not appreciate that. I didn't like it. You made me feel bad and self-conscious. That, for example, instead of you calling my cooking bad, instead of you telling me every day that I'm a terrible cook, I will never get a husband, how about you teach me, and instead of teasing me, because right now, as your child, I will never learn. Because there are children that are living inside homes where they are constantly ridiculed for cooking, right? For not knowing how to cook. But yet, none of their parents have ever taken them to the kitchen and said, let me teach you at least how to make sauce. Let me teach you at least how to make nkoko. Let me teach you at least how to make omboga. Let me teach you at least how to make machew, you know? They have never been taught, but yet they are expected to be gourmet chefs. Right? And when they are not, they are constantly ridiculed and teased. Now, how do you reprimand me, and how do I listen to your reprimandation when I am feeling like I am under attack by you? And also, you are not finding a solution to the problem that you think I have. You are not explaining what it is that you hate about it. Because if I cooked the pap correct, and I cooked the veggies correct, like the spinach correct, or the wrap correct, or the 5 years correct, and I didn't cook the sauce correctly, then how about you address the making of the sauce? How about you address the fact that omi khoka danje ohadikara dayura? How about you describe specifically that the problem is my sauce? There are some people that will make it a general thing that generally your food is bad. Generally, this is just trash. Generally, you are like, this is not what I want. Generally. And then later on, you are left to feel like you are a terrible cook, but nobody gives you credit where it is actually due. So let us be specific and provide examples, you understand? Like that other day when you made the tuna salad, right?
It had way too much salt. We would appreciate it if maybe you made it with less salt. Or maybe in some food, don't put salt at all. Or maybe in some food, right? Let us be the ones to source our own food. Or just put a bare minimum of it. You understand? That is how you address a specific thing. That's how you tell the person exactly, which are, no, do it like this. You understand? And then the next one is avoid personal attacks. Focus on the action or behavior, not the person's character. The things like you always do that. And every single time I bring up this one, you always, and you are like this, and osho ningi, osho uldi, osho kala, osho uhore, you understand? That is on the person's character. So if we are going to be addressing the issue, right? Focus on the behavior, not on the person. Don't be saying that, oh kala to tara o TV. You are not paying attention to your food. The issue here is not my watching of the TV, because I have to be reprimanded for watching TV as much on a separate day. I can't be reprimanded about cooking, right? And you are bringing in my YouTube, my cell phone, and then also my listening to the Matriarchs radio. You can't bring in all these things. You can either bring in entertainment on its own when you are reprimanding me on its own just that day, and then today you focus on the food. So what you would say is, You take too long to cook, and that is why the macaroni is soggy. Behind the macaroni packet, there are minutes written there, which are 7 minutes only. You are not allowed, you are not supposed to cook macaroni over 7 minutes. So focus on that, right? You focus on the issue at hand. Not on these things like, yeah, otantarara, or YouTube, ah, that's why you people are failing. If you're talking about somebody failing, talk about somebody failing. Don't talk about the YouTube that is always on, but they are not learning anything, because you came addressing the failing issue, not YouTube. If you want to address the TV and the internet and etc., right, then bring it up on its own. Be specific. Don't attack the character of the person. Kucha, yeah, we lie, eh? You are stupid, and that is why you are failing, because you are just watching YouTube. Those are like three insults in one sentence. Like three. So you've just called me stupid, you've called me a failure, and you've basically told me that I'll never amount to anything because I'm just watching TV. Like literally, just in one statement, you have literally told me these three things. And then you're asking me why I carry myself the way I do. It's because I'm being verbally abused. It's because I'm being verbally attacked by the same people that are supposed to teach me and to guide me. I think we should also just learn how to speak in kindness and allow other people to really just find a balance and find grounding within themselves, you know? But we as people, how. All right. And this is the one that most of us, if not all of us, struggle with. Number three, or bullet point number three under subsection two, be calm or professional. That one is very difficult. How are you going to become when the person has been insulting you left, right, center? Eh? Be calm or professional. If you are talking from a work perspective, right, then professionalism must always be there. I know that this one is very, very difficult because we are emotional creatures, right? We are emotional about everything. Boy, like here, yeah, the person has been giving you a workload from hell. The person doesn't acknowledge your work. The person doesn't give you credit where it's due. The person doesn't see nothing or nothing. Nothing is like you are just a paper. And apparently you must be professional.
Maintain a professional and respectful tone throughout the conversation. Now, our tone, ladies and gentlemen, is something that we have to work on tone, because it is a recent acknowledgement. It is a recent thing that has been brought to the surface. For the most part of our lives, we have just been going as if we are tone deaf. So we've just been accepting things and accepting the tones in which they are presented to us simply because, right? Simply because it's your mother that's telling you. So your mother is basically telling you that you are trash, right? And she's not saying that you're trash. She's saying that Antunkemu remember munu mafariaga. If you know your mother very well, and that day or arapo, and you are fine, right? You can hear her say that, and then you can laugh because yaga bra. Katioki yaga. There was an uncle of mine who katioki yaga. You know, his name is Katio. I don't know if it's Katio or like maybe his name was Theo. You know, Theo yaga. You know, katioki yaga. But anyhow. So, right? You might laugh that day, but the day in Norarapo, the day that you are already on edge about something and you are not feeling well, and your mother says this, right? You will feel some type of way about it. Now, the thing about tone that I have noticed, especially with people that point out the tone, right? I think my issue with tone is the person that points out tone. I believe that within your mind and within your heart, you must find a way to differentiate between certain people and what they mean to you. Now, you find your colleagues that want you to come and talk like they are your little eggs and they are your babies, and you must be what do you call it? They want to say respectful, or they want to hide it under respect, right? But truth is that they want to be babied, right? They want to be babied through things. And when you address something that they have done or didn't do, right? Then they turn around and make it a personal attack about your tone. Your tone, like with me, I get this a lot. And I'm starting to believe that it is not necessarily my tone, it is what I say. Because I can say the very same thing, and then you go and read it wrong. If I say that, stop fighting about it and just do your job, right? We can be discussing something, and then this person is like, yeah, but I was not supposed to do that. And then everybody agrees that, kucha, like, yeah, this is your job, like, do your job, right? Then I say, stop fighting about it. I would say, in my mind, I'm saying, stop fighting about it, just do your job. But because, right, somebody is already upset and somebody is already in a funk, right? They turn around and say, like, yeah, but the matriarch's tone. And like, there's no things about tone here, colleague. There's no things about tone here. Uh-uh. Verstand net. DS ni yo masa plekni, DS ni yo pasa plekni, DS werk. And if you are not working, then you're making us all look bad. So do your work. Yeah, but it's just in the tone that nah. We're not here to baby one another. There's no things about tone things and what things. No. Do your work. Finish. Most. But then you find that you have to speak in a specific way when it comes to parents. You have to speak in a specific way when it comes to partners. And this is where tone plays a role. So thereby, colleague, it actually does play a role. It plays a role how you say it. It plays a role in the way your tone, you know, your tone. It was just more about the tone. Now, if you are angry friend, what type of tone are you supposed to have? That's my question. What type of tone are you supposed to have when you are addressing something when you are angry? Are you saying that I must say it in a specific way to make you feel better? Or must I patronize you because I think that you are an idiot?
That's why I must patronize you. Or must I say it as clear cut as day? Which one do you want? There's somebody that's lifting up their hand and saying, me, teacher, me, I want nice and soft. Apparently, we want nice and soft so that we can hear the things that we are being told better. But how about maybe we take accountability for how we present ourselves to others, and maybe then the tone will not be harsh. But also, let's be mindful of our tone. I don't know how to be mindful of the tone. Like, at this point, I'm over it. I don't know how to be mindful of the tone. I think it's just the matter of what is happening. Because it's usually people that are wrong, that do bad things, that turn around and try to reprimand you for your tone. Because, right, you cannot be the one that's doing wrong things at work, and then you say that I must tell you that you are doing wrong things, ne, in a nice way. Suga wena. How? You are not open, Dongo. How? No. Like, let's just be honest. There are just certain things that are like how. But then also, when we are addressing, for example, our superiors and people that we respect, right? I think that our tone doesn't get out of pocket. Our tone doesn't get out of pocket. And, with people that are our superiors, right? We often don't get out of pocket. The problem is that when we are having one-on-ones with people where we are at the same level, the other parties like to interject. Or we want to interject, and then that becomes a problem. So if you're going to be reprimanding someone, right? Be calm and professional. If it's a setting of work, be calm and professional. So good afternoon, sir. How are you? My name is Elizabeth. I work in the HR department. I don't think that you have seen me at all. But I've been in all the staff meetings. Sir, I called you here. Or then you can give your boss much time to speak. Ah, okay, hello. What is it? Yeah, you must not lose your cool. Because also, people that are at the bottom of the food chain, yeah, I want you guys to hear this one loud and clear. Like I'm not dissing you guys. I'm not doing anything of that nature. I'm just telling you people straight. Which are you people that are at the bottom of the food chain? You expect, right, your boss to be sympathetic and empathetic towards you. You expect your boss to be this miracle worker. You expect your boss to be a person that is soft and gentle. That's what you expect. But truth is, when you work at the top and there are at least 200 people beneath you, right? Over time, you have heard every single sad story. When you hear too many sad things, when you see too many bad things, you become immune to it. So the next person that comes there crying that their child was bumped, right? You might not even show emotion at all. You would ask them, how can you assist? Like, straight. Like, hey, so how can I assist you? You know, like, okay, so your child got bumped. Okay. Oh, that's very sad. But even the way the person is saying that's very sad, there's no sadness. You're like, this man, eh? This person's like, oh, that's very sad. So how can I assist you, you know? And then you are like, no, I just needed an advance on my salary, so that I can pay for the medical bills. And then the person is like, oh, no problem. Speak to Simeon. You're like, oh, okay. It's not personal at all. It's not like your boss cares. But when you get to the top, right? You lose compassion. You lose it. You lose it along the way. Oh, koron da nine. The totameka ara wafaron tungu ya kukutara konti ma nine. It doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It doesn't mean that you have no heart, right? It just means that you have seen enough bad things to know that bad things happen. And you have seen enough to know that you are not taking a chance on this and you are taking a chance on this one. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hello. My dear. My dear. I don't know what it is. No, but don't do higher than the Amukurongo Zinina man. Good afternoon. Hi. Like, my goodness.
Do you have an elevator pitch speech?
I don't know.
You don't know what's an elevator pitch speech is?
No.
When people in the normal settings, when people ask for what kind of a person are you, or normally, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
What do you say? I say I'm intense.
That's actually an elevator pitch speech.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay. Teach me.
Like when you go into an interview, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
People want to know where you came from and how you got here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called an elevator pitch speech.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get here?
Me?
No. No, in a normal settings, how did you get here?
To work.
How did Queen Mother?
I think you're like my favorite of late. I like somehow getting under your skin a little. It's like every day I just have to ruffle your feathers. It's like, okay, cool. Okay, elevator pitch speech.
Speech. Yeah.
Okay, and this is the speech that people give in interviews of how did you become who you became?
Yes, in a normal way.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Who gets you here to mm-hmm. be where we are
mm-hmm.
now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who are you? Mm-hmm. We need to get to know the kind of person that you are, the reason why you are here today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
we learn from each other.
Uh-huh. Of course we do. So if I had to give like an example or in an elevator pitch speech, right? It would be that initially I'm a very funny person, or I'm considered to be very funny, but I'm also well-spoken and quite advanced in the knowledge that I have. So I got here by being invited to have a session on Eagle FM. And from there, my boss took a liking in the way I present myself, and then eventually, I acquired my own show, my own program, where I pulled my own heartstrings.
People like this is for
is
the
that correct?
No. Like yeah, it's very correct.
Okay.
But this is not for me. It's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the people out there. Anybody
else?
Also,
one for me.
Yeah, no. Anybody out there?
And then the Hana.
Anybody out there listening, this mm-hmm. is for you. Pick anything that my lady said, our lady said mm-hmm. now, and then build from that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into an interview panel,
mm-hmm.
people will look at you, this is a person well read.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want people like to be somebody in a corporate world.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
Yes, somebody that can wear a suit today and a bamboo dress tomorrow.
You see,
and it all just works out.
Yeah.
Elevator pitch speech. Hey, elevator goes up. I thought it was because of the tone of my voice. I speak very loud.
No, it's always like that.
Even my family members speak very loud.
Oh.
Yeah, so we come from a shouting house.
It's an appendix.
Yes. Like,
so I listen to classics and slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think it as emotions expressed musically. Yeah, like
Beethoven and stuff.
Yes, people are out there singing their emotions out.
Yeah.
And then you are on the receiving end.
You know, I always used to think that I would always be an artist. Once upon a time, I used to be an artist. And then I wanted to find out or figure out my purpose of the voice, right? And then when I got to radio, I figured that, yeah, so this is what I'm supposed to do.
Radio?
Yeah.
You had it here first.
Yeah. I don't like music. I don't like music because the glory of music has been taken away from me.
By whom?
By being in the music industry. You know, when you listen to a song, yeah? You, for example, you would listen to Celine Dion, yeah? And you would hear, I finished crying in the instant that you left, and I can remember where or when or how.
The high pitch.
You see, you hear beautiful things. Me, I hear work, ilong.
Yeah.
You hear the first voice, then you hear the second voice that's bubbling under. I finished crying in the instant that you left, and I can remember where or when or how. You see? And then you have to make 10 of those for one sentence.
Oh, yeah.
Then you see, eh. And then you also have to make ad libs like, cry. Boom. Ha. 16 hours. Ah, no.
Trying to find the perfect pitch.
No, my dear. Yeah. No, my dear. I mean, I have to talk once. If I want to sing, I want to sing once. I don't want to sing many, many singings. Like, every time I went to the studio, it was just crying. Again. Yeah, just make 2 more voices. I don't have any more voices.
No, like in most cases, I think artists, they need to tune into their emotions, especially if you sing, the downsided one, like the classic, the jazz, the down tempo one.
Mm-hmm.
Tune into your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why they will be like, find the perfect voice, like go again and again.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nah. Who wants to do that? Nah.
You have to tap into your deepest inner soul, your deepest inner feelings, your heart and soul.
No.
Yes,
no.
You have to.
I'm tired of dipping into my soul every day, deep. To see my nonya, just leave. No, guys, I will use my voice for radio. Yes, I'm meant to speak.
Okay.
I'm meant to speak, and I'm meant to laugh, and I'm meant to be a part of something bigger, not that one.
And inspire.
And inspire. Ta da da da.
Did I give it to you?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Elevated speech.
Thank you for the strength you've given in me.
Ne?
You have given me actually.
Ne?
Yeah.
Are you good? How's your heart?
Thanks for the therapy you have given me that I didn't have to pay for it.
My dear, free of charge.
It was paid by what?
What?
Truly. It's truly what?
What?
I need to see this person. I need to see this old man in person.
That they were?
Yeah, him.
My dear, he's a very fireman.
I know.
My dear, apparently if you exercise with him, you die.
No. I've listened to him, to a certain extent, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
He is a ball buster.
Yes, he is.
a bold buffer of emotions.
You know, he's never been on my show.
Really?
Yeah. 4 years, no, never been on my show.
No, like, I listened to him, I don't know when, I listened to him first, it was when, I think, 2022, I think, or 2023, somewhere there, I cannot really, but then there was a time he was on the review, with Monish.
With whom? I can't hear you properly. I think there's something that's chippy.
It's Michael something.
Mesach.
Yeah, Michael Mesach. Yeah, he was there. And then I listened, and I was like, oh, this person, this man, this old man, we need to exchange the tobacco.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
We sit there and then we exchange the tobacco on our pipe and then, yeah, like, you know, dive into his old mind.
Thank
like
you.
people like him, I like to think he's a museum. Yeah. Yes.
He's never been on my show.
We need to take wisdom from people like him. Yeah.
If I had to have an interview, if I had to have a conversation with Tatewa, I don't know what we would talk about.
Do not prepare.
I don't want to be quiet and just be looking at him.
No. Let everything flow. Yes, let everything flow because I think he's a well read, well articulated. On point, and he wear his hat on his sleeve, I think. Yeah.
I've never had him on my show. Everyone has had him on the on their shows.
But I think he listens.
No, he listens. No, I know he listens. He's just never been on my show. He avoids my show.
Why?
And for being a mean man. And they don't trust me.
Of
Eagle FM. They don't trust me. They just feel like I'm going to throw them under the bus. Like, could you talk about that? Hey, calling me. So, how's your coitus life? Now!
Like, I think, I've been on the receiving end way too much.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
If I have to tell you the kind of things that I've been through, I was on the verge of losing it all. Thanks to my son. And then one day of all days, I stumbled into this radio. And then there you were. Like, back in the days when you used to start at 7.
7:30.
No, I was just being bored and then I listened and then I was like, why is she talking too much?
I grow onto people.
And then
they don't like me at first.
No, actually she won't be over.
Of course.
Yeah, she won me over. No, like, where is Happy anyway?
Juju.
Happy, the one in Angwediva.
I don't know which one is Happy from Angwediva. I only know Happy Juju, the one that does life lessons. Happy! My children, you must see my kids. She's around, they are listening.
No, I picked, I went to Indongo Toyota I think 2 months back, to pick up a car and then I went to her workplace and then I couldn't find her. I just wanted, no, like, those are the people that had been there for me, like, in more ways than one. I couldn't find her.
Oh, maybe she was not working that day.
I think so. Like Indongo Toyota is just close by where she works. Yeah, no, like I passed and then I was like, I asked like, where is this person? Where do you know? Like I actually lost her number. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that introduced me to, like got me glued to this show.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell her this for me.
I will. I'll tell her.
The problem is I disappeared. I go on the other side of the country.
You ghost country. People.
Yeah.
Ah, I can see. But it is well. But you are a lovely person to have around. I talk about you often.
I
You hear me?
I was down and then I managed to pick myself up.
Mm-hmm.
Dust it off. Like I have to thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eagle, and thank God. Like everything, like I never expected
it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything. Like for real. Have you ever felt like your gratitude level is not gratituding the way you want it to gratitude because you are living in answered prayers and you don't know how to be grateful extra?
But there was this other time you were on the show with that day. Who's the person? You were crying. He made you cry, and then I was just sitting there.
I cry a lot.
At a friend's.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that a friend's story.
You were actually talking about suicide.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "You don't know what's on the other side."
Yeah.
And I was just there.
Like me. Like.
I was just there, and I remember going back when I was with my son. Mm-hmm. He was a 3 year time.
Mm-hmm.
He was asleep, and then I took a tie.
Mm-hmm.
I tied it up on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Before I could execute my plan, he woke up.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No, like, I've been there, like, there were times, like, I lost my will to live.
Mm-hmm.
But then, listening to this radio station, I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you should love the one person or the one thing that made you feel glad that you are alive.
Yeah.
I am thankful. I am the living proof.
Oh.
Yeah, like,
oh.
Yeah, like, I, it's life.
It is.
We got to take it as every day as it comes.
I believe that we are having a human experience, ne? And every day there are just so many colors and so many new things, and I'm so glad you're here.
If I was given the coloring pen.
Mm.
And I had to paint the picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a perfect picture painting. Like the colors of emotions, that like the colors of the rainbow.
Mm.
I know there are people that loved me, but They don't see the troubles that I went through.
Yeah.
They don't they don't know that the things that I went through.
But the magnitude of what you've gone through. How deep it cut.
The whole spectrum of it all. This is not for me. I've overcame it all. This is for somebody going at the starting line of what I went through. Life has more to offer. Life has more to offer. Take it from me. Life has more to offer, but then when you are alone, you got to tune into your own tune. Tune into your own horn. Yeah, and then you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and then when God say it's your time, you give it to God. God did not bring you this far to forsake you.
Yeah. Not at all.
Not at all. But here we are today. I'm rejoicing. My cup has overflowed. Like, I have to look at, like, if I was not here, if I had given up to my depressions and everything.
I'm telling you.
My grandmother will be suffering right now. Like, nobody calls Kuchan. Do you need the petrol?
No one.
Like the neighbors will come, Kucha, we need fresh water. Like when Grams was in the hospital, nobody was like, how's your Grams? Well, but I did not care about that. I was like, okay, fine. You want water? I can give you water. Because she stays at a place where there's salty water. And I did not give up. Like when you have something to give. And she, one lesson that I learned from her, like, when you give, right? Do not consider what you give.
Yeah. Don't rather, keep it in your thought, let it go.
No, it's, she said rather, don't consider what you give, but the heart that you give it with.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, if you give it with a good heart, then that's okay.
Socially.
You can give, like, a whole universe, but if you don't give it with a good heart, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
But you mean something, and you are loved. By me, by the kids, by everyone, by Nangula.
Nangula came back.
Nangula came back.
Yeah.
She was mopping even today.
I know she's trying to fit in, but yeah.
How is she?
Tired.
Tired, huh?
Lousy.
Yeah?
I actually feel sorry for her. When she came, I was like, I need to talk to you, come. And then she came, and I was like, go get your bags. Do you have transport? Can I go with you? And she was like, no, like, there's, you know where you used to keep the money for emergencies? Okay, now take, go get your bags and then come back home. Yeah. So when, like, I gave her the keys and I was like, when she came, I was not inside. And then, yeah, they ate, they cooked, they ate. And then, yeah. And thank you for that. I have to thank you for that.
Yeah, because you're about to go south.
No. I'm solid. Actually, I'm solid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But is she good? Is she okay? Actually, is she okay?
Aside from...
poverty?
What? Yeah. She's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Remorseful?
I rather not get involved.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, was she remorseful? Like the way Ekorokepoje, is she like a person that is sorry?
No, she was. She was like, there was that just the two of us. We talked. It was just in the house. And we talked. After talking, we were like, I was like, okay, fine. somebody who was on your corner told me, like, come back. There are second chances in life. Even killers and
get second chances.
Get second chances.
Then you are not a repeat offender.
Your second chances, it's a trial run.
Mm-hmm.
If you mess up, there are no second chances for you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on your corner told me, like, come back.
Mm-hmm.
You are not coming back for me, you are coming back for us.
Mm-hmm.
By us, I mean you and those people, like in our settings, in normal settings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then she went to get her bags, and I think everything is back to normal.
Did she say thank you?
Body language, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, energies don't lie.
Yeah,
have you ever walked into a room where people were talking about you?
Mm.
Yes. Okay. That's the energy I got.
Okay.
Have you considered reading a book of every conversation of where people, where everybody has all spoken about you? Imagine. No. Actually, imagine reading a book of every conversation whereby
everybody was talking about you. Sure. I don't think I want to hear that one. I don't know. Maybe it's also just out of fear that I don't want to.
I love you forever and a day.
And I love you forever and a day.
I hate to break this party all up, but I think it's our time.
My dear, you have brought so much life. You have brought so much life. You have brought so much life. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you as well.
All right. Sorry to the kids in Angola. She was not disappointing that.
Okay, she is the living proof.
Yes.
Is the living proof, and hopefully one day you get to meet them, everybody,
the whole team, the whole squad,
the whole gang, like actually
gangership.
Yeah, we want something. We want the car with the roof racks, and then we go by the coast and everything, like passing through Etosha as well, and then
we drove past Etosha as hey.
Yeah.
My dear, in this my big age, do you know that I've never been to that place in my life? I've never even seen giraffes. It was my first time in my life.
Oh, no.
Namibia. Yeah? I'm Namibia that likes my country. But yeah, we will get there. That would be nice.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow, my dear.
Tomorrow.
What's the photosynthesis?
Man.
Shappies.
My feathers. Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We are here together. We're going through this thing called life together. We're not giving up. We're not giving in. We are pushing through. We are trying. We are going above and beyond in all honesty. And when we get to the finish line, we can look back on our little hearts and say that, you know what? We've lived a good life. So for me, the matriarch, I love you forever and a day. You are important to me. If nobody told you today, I love you. If nobody told you yesterday, I love you. If nobody's going to tell you tomorrow, here's an I love you that you put in the pocket, okay? And then you must take it out when you need it. For me, I bid you farewell. I say au revoir, chum, chum.